Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Not all Libyans side with the rebels. A rally in Tripoli supporting Gaddafi.
He's my brother. We are all family. We are Libyan.
Though Gaddafi's forces keep attacking the Libyans who oppose him in several cities, so NATO keeps attacking his military, with the U.S. less involved. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
In fact, the U.S. military says its attack plans are soon to pull out of the operation as the U.S. steps back. Now, that's a concern for supporters of the operation who feel that this is not the time to be letting up. Meanwhile, a debate is raging about whether the opposition should be armed and trained. White House spokesman Jay Carney says no decisions there.
How it's put together and packaged, whether it's medical supplies or, if that decision were to be made, military equipment, is something for the coalition itself to decide.
And Carney says if it's to be done, it should be somebody else. He says the U.S. is sticking to its no boots on the ground pledge. Dave?
Mike, Democrats call it union busting. Ohio's Republican governor calls it essential, signing the bill restricting collective bargaining for public workers.
We've got to control our costs.
Critics want to put the law on the November ballot so Ohio voters can repeal it. Fewer Americans are dying on the road. The government estimates the nearly 33,000 traffic deaths last year were the fewest since 1949, thanks to safer cars and more seatbelt use. Just how radioactive is the area around Japan's quake-crippled nuclear plant? That's in question. Fox News Radio's Mike Tuggle live in Tokyo.
Dave, the Japanese company in charge of stopping the nuclear crisis at the crippled plant may have given false radiation readings because of an apparent computer error. Japan's Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency says measurements from Tokyo Electric look suspicious and has required TEPCO to redo them. Meanwhile, workers continue to try and find places to move contaminated water from the reactors so they can turn on the electricity and begin a cold shutdown. Dave?
Mike, it's April 1st and Mother Nature's not fooling around in the Northeast. A snowstorm in areas could dump nearly a foot. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My dad's Mercedes E-Class has 26,000 miles on it, but I'm taking it to a billion zillion.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Come in during our certified pre-owned sales event and get the Mercedes-Benz you've always wanted. Now, with an optional factory-backed extended limited warranty, your vehicle may be covered for up to 7 years or 135,000 miles, plus roadside assistance and 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Every certified pre-owned vehicle undergoes rigorous inspections by factory-trained technicians to meet the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And right now, get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models.
Thanks in advance, Dad.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales event now through May 2nd. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program including certified pre-owned limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
Take all our Bryan Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, the term one size fits all does not apply to insurance. For example, the insurance premium for two people the same age with identical driving records driving the exact same automobile could vary as much as 30% from one company to another. Today, the insurance companies use a wide array of factors to calculate premium, such as occupation, credit score, prior insurance history, and vehicle usage. The question is, how do you know which company offers the best rate for you? That is why you should consider an agency that represents many insurance companies. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we represent over 30 insurance companies. We can help you find the very best fit for your insurance needs at a very competitive premium, and we will offer you exceptional service. Give us an opportunity to offer a quote the next time you need insurance. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555. We think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
WTAW News Time is 6:05, 58 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 86 degrees, unseasonably warm. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this first look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Local members of the state legislature and both legislative education committees should get mail and phone calls from the residents, of the College Station School District. That follows a presentation last night from Superintendent Eddie Colson.
Anytime there's a legislative year, there's some uncertainty. This certainly much more uncertainty this time around than normal times. As a school district, we always knew at a minimum what we would get. This time around, we don't know as a minimum what we may get. And so it makes it very, very difficult to plan.
Colson says if the district has to draw from its reserves, the legislature should use its rainy day fund. You can read what CSISD plans to do. It's on our website right now, WTAW.com. New developments in a three-vehicle crash earlier this week on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station.
Sadly, we were notified that the driver of vehicle number 2, Lily Bayless, passed away at the College Station Medical Center. And, we hated to hear that, and it was, we're continuing our investigation into the accident.
That's College Station Police Officer Rhonda Seaton. She says an accident reconstruction team will be out Sunday morning in the northbound lanes of the freeway from the Harvey Road on-ramp toward University Drive. A College Station police officer was treated and released for injuries he suffered in the accident. A third driver was also treated and ticketed for failure to control speed. A three-month-old from Bryan is hospitalized in Temple, and the baby's father is in jail following his arrest after allegedly injuring his son. 31-year-old Jason Sanders of Bryan is accused of breaking his son's jaw, resisting arrest, and aggravated assault on a police officer. Bryan PD's John Agnew says officers were sent to St. Joseph Health Center Wednesday night to meet with the mother.
The mother explained to officers that she was away from the house. When she came back and her husband was watching the child, she had noticed that the child had bruising on the child's face. Well, the next day, the bruising had gotten worse, so she had taken the child to the hospital.
It's Bryan Police Officer John Agnew. He says the mother said Sanders told her the injuries were the result of the baby hitting himself in the crib. Police went to the home to visit with the father, who would answer questions only if everyone stayed outside the door. While the wife, family pastor, and six policemen were outside, Sanders confessed to slapping the baby twice across the face because he was being fussy and impossible to soothe. A detective then told Sanders he would have to come outside to be arrested, but instead Sanders reached around his back where he possibly had a weapon. That's when five of the officers entered the apartment and one fired a taser twice before Sanders was in handcuffs. According to jail records, Sanders is 6'3", 235 pounds. He's being held on bonds totaling $31,000. College Station motorists were caught in a longer traffic snag than usual Thursday afternoon at Texas Avenue and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. City officials say one of the yellow left turn lights stopped functioning. That meant the signal would have gone straight from green to red had the system not defaulted to blinking red until repairs could be made. Signal problems combined with westbound traffic down to one lane due to construction of the hike and bike trail to cause longer than usual delays. It's called House Bill 1, also known as the budget, and with this year's tough economic times, expect even more differences in the House and Senate versions of the state spending plan.
The bill that we're going to send over to the Senate is $77 billion, and they want to spend upwards of $88 billion. So, of course, everything changes on the appropriations bill when it gets to conference, and what we get back will be a different bill than what we send over there. And we expect that. It happens every session.
State Representative Fred Brown of Bryan says even with a so-called supermajority in the House, Republicans are not necessarily united. He says the influx of freshman Tea Party Republicans who don't want to spend any of the state's rainy day fund means there's likely to be strong dissent in the House before the final bill is voted on. And for the better part of the last year, chemically produced drugs like K2 that are similar to marijuana have been available in Brazos County outside the city limits of Bryan and College Station. But the Texas House has passed and sent on to the Senate a statewide ban. Florence Shapiro of Plano is the Senate sponsor.
There's no beneficial or legitimate use for these products, and it is critical that Texas join at least 16 other states that have already banned this very dangerous substance.
Shapiro says the punishment for possessing K2 would be similar to having the real thing. WTAW News Time, 610, 58 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure firmly in control of our weather, and it's going to remain so. It's sitting right now over the state of Arkansas. It will drift east away from the area this weekend. We'll be dealing with sunshine today and temperatures very close to 85 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, 65. The weekend looks to be fine, looks to be warm. It'll be partly sunny near 85 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65 to 70. We'll have sunshine Sunday, and temperatures on Sunday will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Aggie women's basketball team is in Indianapolis, and one of the biggest challenges is being able to practice, being able to focus with all the demands on their time here at the Final Four. Gary Blair will talk about that and what he plans to do to make that manageable. We'll talk about that. The Aggie baseball team is in Manhattan, Kansas to take on Kansas State this weekend. We got that and more coming up in sports.
So, an Ocala, Florida man's girlfriend was about to be released from jail. Ofrabjus de Kalukale. She's getting out of jail. And he wanted to...
Had he sufficiently planned the party?
Well, he wanted to get her a special gift. Beat two bras. One red, the other zebra print.
Ooh.
Not sure which is her favorite. She might have liked the red thing. The local Walmart, however...
which is the place to go.
Yeah. Says, because they'd been shopping there before she was incarcerated. Then,
give me that one. I like that one right there.
If you want to buy me something special sometime, you can get me that one right there.
That's right. The local Walmart, however, says that he stuffed said bras into his pants and didn't pay for them.
Yeah.
Johnny Brown said after his arrest, I messed up. But I ain't sorry about it, because she done so much good for me. I felt that I had to support her.
But the problem is now he's going to go to jail when she gets out. Oh, and I heard the double entendre there about supporting her.
Thank you.
I didn't miss that.
No.
This took me a minute.
Yeah. Stand by your woman. Attaway, Johnny.
We're going to have a great time together.
Gotcha.
We got a lot of information.
I mean, do you think the security guards are standing in front of the video monitor? Watch this guy. What? Look, he's going to put another one in there. Look at that. Wow.
Just to get you, took a train, a plane, a bus.
And we don't know how big a boy Johnny is, but wow. Wearing his overalls or what?
Yeah, really, man.
Imagine.
Great time today.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, Take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
AR 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
April 1st, and no celebrity was born on this day at all. That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, right, yeah, right. Fooled you there. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Today also is, and I didn't know that there was one. Yeah. It says here it's St. Stupid's Day.
Oh.
Now, that may be an April Foolism. Yeah, I'm not sure.
If you fall for an April Fool's joke.
St. Stupid.
You'd be St. Stupid, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Seriously. Actress Jane Powell is 83 years old today. Debbie Reynolds' birthday is today. Yeah. She's 79 years old today.
A spry 79.
79 years old for Ms. Deb. Country singer Jim Ed Brown, who was the lead singer for the Browns.
Certainly.
Is 77 years old. Don Hastings, who for years and years and years and years has been on As the World Turns.
As the Worm Squirms.
Yeah, as he's one of the longest running guys. He plays Dr. Somebody. Yeah, there you go. Okay. He's 77 years old today. Allie McGraw.
I don't know if I want him working on me if he's 77. I mean, I think you're going to need stitches. Right? Yeah. Can you get someone with a steadier hand there, Don?
Yeah, a little tremor.
Yeah, Allie McGraw is, Allie McGraw is 73.
How does that make you feel?
Golly, and she died, years ago.
Yeah, she did.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
I know.
Once again, I point out, love means you say sorry, I'm sorry, often.
Yes, it does.
No, I mean, she had a beautiful death, and now she's still 73 years old. Moving right along, from the Isley Brothers, Rudolph is 72 years old.
He's the red-nosed one.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, I hear what you did there. Yeah, of course. Also, keyboardist Billy Curry is 61 years old.
Oh, really? And what group would he be in?
Billy Curry?
Yeah.
Ultravox.
Oh. And let me see.
Don't you know nothing?
And Ultravox's biggest hit was... Okay, go ahead.
The Great Pretender. They did a remake of it, I think. Yes.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Annette O'Toole, the actress, turns 59 years old today. Country singer Woody Lee is 43 years old. Filmmakers Albert and Alan Hughes, they did Dead Presidents and other stuff, are 39 years old today. From MSNBC, Rachel Maddow is 38 years old. And
with a functional haircut.
Yeah, that's right. Matt Lanter of 90210, if you watch that, is 28 years old today. And that's all I got on list one. I'm pulling up list two. Who you got else?
Randy Orton. Of course, the WWE wrestler would be 31.
Ah, yeah, there I see him.
Rusty Staub is 67.
Oh, played for the Astros.
He did. More for the Montreal Expos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one time they said because, Olympic Stadium, the roof on the underside was red, said it looked like Rusty Staub standing on his head.
There you go. Susan Boyle is 50 years old today. John Gosselin, who's John of John and Kate.
Of course he
Kate's birthday was just last week.
Because that's a reality show. Of course his name is John.
Is 34 years old today. Uh-huh. And among the living, I think that's all I got.
Well, we missed Joe Francis. Joe, of course, producer of Girls Gone Wild. You know, I texted you, Chase, and you never answered me.
I know. I was too busy watching it.
I know, because I know. Together, you've got all the CDs, right?
Well, I texted him telling him, I believe it was Wednesday, that the Girls Gone Wild RV was passing me headed toward Houston.
It was. It had been here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Where did they?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Did they say hi through the windows to
you? Well, no, they were. I was headed the other. I was northbound.
Yeah,
they were southbound.
That's unfortunate.
Did look to see if there were handprints and others pressed against the window.
Wow.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. There you go. Coming up Saturday. I don't have too many. Hopefully, you have a longer list.
Now,
Leon Russell still with us?
Oh yeah, very much.
He's 68.
That's
69.
Elton John has realized how talented this guy is, and he really is talented.
That's right.
He's good. So anyway.
69.
But before we start, tomorrow is Tangible Karma Day.
Yeah?
You're supposed to feel the karma?
I'm not sure. But it's also National Ferret Day.
All right. Those are slippery little critters.
Yeah, and it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Well, don't celebrate it at your child's school.
No.
Someone else's little marshmallow might be allergic.
Yeah, but here's the deal is actually today begins Grilled Cheese Sandwich Month.
Oh.
So how does that get an entire month and PB&J gets a day?
I've consumed a lot more PB&J than grilled
That's
cheese.
That's what I'm thinking. Not sure. All right, so anyway.
There you go. Linda Hunt, we mentioned her the other day. She's in that other NCIS
a little
show.
Little short
now.
Person.
Yeah, 66 years old today. Emmylou Harris turns 64 tomorrow. And Horseshack, Ron Patillo.
It's Patillo.
Patillo.
Hey, Ma, did you see me on the radio?
From Welcome Back, Kata is 57 years old tomorrow. That's all I got for tomorrow.
How tired do you think Gabe Kaplan got of hearing?
Oh, my birthday's only 2 days after yours.
Yeah, just I have to go to my trailer now. Rodney King.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 46.
Can't we all just get along?
You betcha.
There you
and,
go.
And Christopher Maloney from Law & Order SUV. Be a fitty. All right.
Very good. Sunday, Wayne Newton will be 69 years old. Not his face, just the rest
of him. Yeah, really.
69.
Boy, his ears are nearly touching.
Yeah. Okay.
Actress Marsha Mason will be 69 years old. Tony Orlando. Dawn will be getting him a 67th birthday present.
It's about the number of Dawns he's gone through, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Alec Baldwin's birthday is Sunday. He'll be 53 years old. One of the funniest guys that was ever on a sitcom.
Alec Baldwin.
My estimation.
Mm-hmm. Alec Baldwin.
Well, no, even funnier than Alec Baldwin, I think, was David Hyde Pierce from Frasier. He's pretty funny. 52 years old. Eddie Murphy. It's Comedian Day. It is 50 years old on Sunday. And Peekaboo Street.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, the skier. I'm going to say he's is 40 years old. Excuse me. I snows.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Jenny Garth will be 39 years old. Uh-huh. And that's all I got.
Doris Day.
Oh, wow.
Doris Day, 89.
Oh, yeah. You know, she was so far down the list, she was among so many dead, I didn't even look at her.
Yeah, and Billy Joe Royal from Down in the Boondocks.
Oh, yeah.
And little else, be 69.
There we go. We got through them.
15-year-old Byron Preston hasn't gone to school for 4 months. Instead, he works at his father's barbershop in Laurel, Maryland. He'd rather be in school, but he was expelled for possessing a weapon, a tattoo gun. A tattoo gun, which he took to school to practice tattooing on fruit. It doesn't shoot anything, his dad said. It just happens to have the word gub in its name, or gun. But school officials wouldn't listen, saying a student having a gub at school calls for automatic expulsion, according to the zero-tolerance policy. School spokesperson says the policy is under review at the school board. Again, it's been 4 months. And it says he'd rather be at school. Oh, yeah, sure.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we're going to continue to follow the budget process. Some concern these comments of John Boehner may show Republicans are going a little wobbly.
And you've heard a lot of talk over the last 24 hours. There's no agreement on numbers. And nothing will be agreed to until everything is agreed to. We control one half of one third of the government here, but we're going to continue to fight for the largest spending cuts that we can get to keep the government open and fund it through the balance of this fiscal year.
No, it's time for them to fight, to stand on their principle, because that argument, one half or one third of the government, well, that's going to be used when they try to cut trillions as well.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What's a really great thing to get for free? Well, right off the top of my head, I'd say a Napa racing cap. Yep, a Martin Truex Jr. camouflage racing cap, free with any purchase at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Limit one per customer, good while supplies last. And it's a camouflage racing cap, so you'll really stand out. I mean, blend in. I mean, let me get back to you on that.
Napa know-how.
It's a camouflage cap, so no one can see what you're thinking.
Napa know-how.
Obviously, squirrels can't tell you to get your shocks replaced so that your car stops sooner. So, squirrels everywhere have turned to spray painting stop signs to get their message out. I said squirrels everywhere. Keep your family safe. Monroe Shocks and Struts. And April 1st through May 31st, 2011, purchase four qualifying Monroe Shocks or Struts and get the price of one unit back by mail-in rebate. Restrictions apply. Promotion details available at...
Foreclosure, bankruptcy, low credit scores holding you back? We can help restart your life. We can raise your credit score on the average of 127 points within 40 to 50 days. For more information, call Bill Watkins with Idea Co. KW at 979-220-7788.
Mom, I'm bored.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brass's Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brass's Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. If your business wants to reach active parents and families with your advertising message, find out more about Brass's Family Magazine. Call Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Looks like we're going to have, it says patchy morning fog. Didn't see any of that forming out there this morning, but watch out. Could be out there. Look for a high temperature today. Ready? 86 degrees. 64 for a low tonight. Then we'll do about 85 on Friday, on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Slight chance of showers in the forecast on Monday at about 30%. The low each night, now will be in the mid-60s, but we'll warn you on Monday night, looks like we've got a little frontal passage coming, because Monday night our low will be 48, and it'll be a refreshing 72, they're telling us on Tuesday. So nice weekend again. Shorter rain, could use that. Humidity's 97% right now, and we have 56 degrees out there.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
Watching your wallet, I'm Jennifer Kishinka. Have more frequent flyer miles than you can use? Perhaps you can cash them in for a facelift or a big screen TV. The catalog of merchandise that can be purchased with miles is growing rapidly and becoming oddly creative. The Journal's Scott McCartney says some airlines are parlaying their sponsorships and partnerships into experiences that you can't buy with cash.
A trip to New York Yankees spring training that includes dinner with Joe Girardi and Joba Chamberlain, or behind-the-scenes passes at the Grammys or the Kentucky Derby, or dinner with celebrity chefs, all kinds of things.
iPods, lawn tractors, diamond necklaces, headphones, handbags, and even hair transplantation are also being offered. The primary lures of the program, free airline tickets and hotel rooms, still vastly outweigh merchandise redemptions. Watching Your Wallet, sponsored by GEICO. They've been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. See how much you could save online at geico.com or over the phone at 1-800-947-AUTO. I'm Jennifer Kishinka at the Wall Street Journal.
What percentage of Americans under the age of 44 would you guess read a book last year? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Hey, it's Taryn from the Twisted Tea Brewing Company, and I'm downtown at a festival sampling people on the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Here, try a Twisted Tea. It's really refreshing.
Wait, what is it?
Twisted Tea. It's a hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
Here, try a Twisted Tea.
Whoa, this does taste like real iced tea.
Yeah, but Twisted Tea has a kick.
Hey, can I have another Twisted Tea?
Sorry, only one Twisted Tea sample per person.
Well, then can I get one for my buddy?
Twisted Tea. Twisted Tea. The hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
It's quite common today for children to have a TV in their bedroom, and yet...
If children-
children under six have TV in their bedrooms, they are, one, less likely to read than other children, that they are more likely to smoke later on, and that they are more likely to be obese.
Susan Jacoby, author of the book The Age of American Unreason.
First of all, studies show, again, large studies, that children who watch video, not just TV, but video, more than 2 hours a day, their vocabulary develops later, they have less vocabulary, they're less likely to read.
This is all part of what Susan sees as a dumbing down of America. Listen to this statistic about people who read books.
The National Endowment for the Arts issued a study which of Americans under 44, older people read more, of Americans under 44, fewer than half read a single book last year, any book.
So how do we combat this problem?
There's one thing that's really encouraged me. I have gotten literally thousands of emails from parents of young children, and this suggests to me that more people are worried about this than I thought were. One way you can combat this is you have to start, first of all, with being conscious of how you spend your own time and what you have your children spend time on.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 58 degrees right now. Patchy fog is possible this morning. Otherwise, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this second look at news for the morning, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The belt tightening has already started in the College Station School District. Superintendent Eddie Colson told an audience at a special meeting Thursday the legislature could reduce state funding between $6 million and $16 million over the next 2 years.
That will mean dramatic reductions to our programs and dramatic reductions in the number of people that we have to support our school district. I think people heard that tonight, and I think that they understand that in order to make a difference, they have to be involved in the legislative process as well. And to convince the legislators, make education a priority, use the rainy day fund, fix the margins tax, do the things that you have to do to make sure that public education in Texas remains strong.
A list of what CSISD is doing now and proposes for the next 2 years can be seen on our website with this story, WTAW.com. A crash earlier this week on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station has taken the life of a Caldwell woman. Police say 79-year-old Lily Bayless died Wednesday. She was the driver in the middle of the chain reaction mishap. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the investigation continues from the Tuesday morning wreck.
We actually have plans to reconstruct the accident on Sunday morning. If we do it like we normally do it, it'll be earlier Sunday morning, and there probably will be lane closures in the area. So Highway 6 between Harvey and University Drive, kind of expect that.
A College Station police officer was treated for injuries and released following the accident. A third driver was treated for incapacitating injuries and cited for failing to control speed. A Bryan man is accused of slapping his three-month-old son hard enough to break the baby's jaw. 31-year-old Jason Sanders was also arrested for hitting one of five police officers involved in getting him under control. Police say the infant, who's hospitalized in Temple, was first brought to St. Joseph Health Center by his mother. She told officers her husband said the baby hurt himself on the side of his crib. Police then went to the family apartment with six officers, the wife, and their pastor outside. Sanders told police the baby was being fussy and impossible to soothe. That's when he said Sanders, who according to jail records is 6'3" and 235 pounds, slapped his three-month-old son two times across the face. When a detective told Sanders to come outside to be arrested, the man reached around his back where he possibly had a weapon. That's when five officers entered the apartment and a taser was used. Sanders is jailed on bond totaling $31,000. One of the longer commuter waits in College Station has been aggravated in recent weeks, but the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Texas Avenue was really a drag Thursday afternoon when the traffic signals went to four-way blinking red. City officials say it was either a wiring problem or having to replace a bulb. The backup was especially irritating for westbound motorists who only have one lane approaching the intersection as it is right now. That's because of construction of a hike and bike trail. The Texas House of Representatives is first attempting to balance the state's books before moving on to the budget for the next biennium. And State Representative Fred Brown of Bryan says just because there's a so-called supermajority of Republicans in the House doesn't mean everyone with an R after their name is on the same page.
We do have 101 of the 150 votes.
And but the difference now is we have a lot of the Tea Party candidates that came in the freshman class, and of course they're totally opposed to spending any of the rainy day fund. So there will be some type of fight over that when the bill comes back from the Senate.
Lawmakers are looking at using part of the rainy day fund to close a budget gap for this biennium. Brown also expects large differences of opinion in the House's $77 billion proposed budget versus the Senate's $88 billion proposal. And the days are numbered for retailers in Brazos County outside of Bryan and College Station selling K2 and similar synthetic drugs. State Senator Florence Shapiro of Plano is sponsoring a statewide ban, saying K2 and its cousins are more dangerous than marijuana.
The combination of some of the things they put into this is deadly. I mean, we don't know what it can do.
The bill, which has passed the House already, calls for those caught with K2 to face similar punishment as someone caught with marijuana. WTAW News Time is 6:34, 58 degrees right now. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is the best chili cheese dog ever.
Did you know St. Joseph is now ranked top 10% in vascular surgery?
And it tastes even better while watching the game in my favorite recliner.
Plus, they are 5-star rated for joint replacement.
But I think I'm going to have a heart attack if they don't score soon.
Did I mention St. Joseph received 5 stars for coronary intervention?
Hey, do we have any ice cream left?
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Checking some weather, brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
Beautiful stretch of weather as we head into the weekend, though it is going to be a bit on the warm side. We'll have partial sunshine for today. We'll find our temperatures around 85 this afternoon. Partly cloudy, the story for tonight, lows near 65. Tomorrow there'll be some sun. Temperatures are likely to get to 85 tomorrow afternoon without any problem. It's partly cloudy, warm tomorrow night, 65 to 70. During the day on Sunday, we'll be seeing more sunshine. We'll be seeing temperatures between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's Friday. The Aggie women's basketball team arrived in Indianapolis yesterday afternoon. They've got a function tonight with the other three teams, press conferences tomorrow, and somewhere in there, they got a practice for Stanford. And we'll hear from Gary Blair about how he keeps the balance and the focus when they're at the Final Four. It's a nice problem to have. We'll talk about that. And the Tigers soccer teams, both the boys and the girls, are playing in the area round of the playoffs tonight. We'll tell you who and where they're playing. All that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, they got a nice art museum there in Indianapolis. I've been to that. Eli Lilly's got a big building there.
Yeah. They got a racetrack.
They got a racetrack.
I have to tell you what a major disappointment that. Words cannot express what a disappointment that is.
An epic failure?
It's almost like the Alamo, okay?
Really? Is it worse or slightly better?
Well, of course.
I know it's got to be bigger.
It is, of course. It's larger, but I mean.
It's just a big old oval with a bunch of stands and a bunch of grass and a golf course in the middle, right?
And it's got a neighborhood around it.
Yeah.
I mean, and much like the Cotton Bowl. I mean, you know, they
not the best neighborhood.
Yeah, they got it's a neighborhood who's I wouldn't say it's quite as bad as that, but you know, it's just turned and a time or seven, and you know, those folks put up signs saying race day parking.
Right.
$38.
Yeah.
$79.
Yeah, I hear the traffic is pretty amazing on race day.
Well,
because
you
are going through neighborhood streets.
That's
to get
it.
There, right.
And it wasn't on race day, and, you know, granted it was not a beautiful day or whatever, and I was there on like a Tuesday or something. But it was kind of like, is this all there is to this thing?
Did you knock on a door and ask someone that question?
Well, no, actually, I went to the museum.
Hey, so I'm looking for the racetrack. Is that all there is here? Because this town sucks.
Yeah, because again, it did. But again, you're right, Tom. There are a lot of metal stands there as well, just bleacher type things. And
so it's not even aesthetically pleasing.
No, and again, this was a time I think before they broke up with CART, and it was the race. It was the Memorial Day event, and to go there and kind of go, huh?
Well, and to say that NASCAR has double lapped IndyCar racing is a motherload understatement.
Because those were separate leagues completely. People never crossed the lines. Those people were stars. You know, Parnelli Jones and AJ Foyt. Those were the stars of this whole thing.
Oh, I can remember Indy Day. I mean, that was one of my favorite sports
days. Yeah, it was the end of school. We knew school was out.
Yeah, because I remember, you know, I'd watch it on TV and it would last so long if I had to, you know, go out and get something. I'd find it on the radio. I mean, I enjoyed it on the radio because Chris Economaki was down there.
No, it was Chris Schenkel first. You didn't watch it on TV.
That's true.
For years, it was not on live. They made a big deal about when they did a tape delay of it the same day.
Exactly. But you could listen to it live on the radio.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
America's greatest spectacle in racing.
Uh-huh.
All right, enough of the old guys talking about Randy Rouse. That's it. I don't really want to talk politics very much either. Let me tell you how hard
it's Friday, so we only go to 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's
then
right.
Then we have company and senators.
That's right. We do. We have company. Yeah, y'all won't talk much. But I want to tell you how hard the United States Senate is working. You know how many votes they had this week?
How many?
One.
Oh,
and that was on Monday. And you know, as Tom Coburn says, this is hard work. We have to make tough votes. Okay. What are you supposed to be doing over there? Okay. Oh, you're supposed to have lobbyists take you to lunch. Oh, that lasts all day. Okay, fine. Yeah, one vote. One vote. So thanks for that. Now I'm just going to roll this one out here for you. Just see what you boys think about this. Gabby Giffords remains in the hospital, but her aides are feverishly discussing the possibility that she may recover in time to run for the U.S. Senate.
Wow.
Yeah, at least wow.
Okay, what?
My problem is I'm not exactly sure what her acuity is, you know, what her abilities are, and they are racing to try to see if they can put her on the next ballot. John Kyle is stepping down to run for senator.
This is distasteful.
It's distasteful. It is unseemly. And, of course, the Democrats are wary because they're going, well, if she's in, I'm out.
When they say
racing. Yeah, because you're going to run against her?
Right, exactly.
You know, when they say racing, I'm sorry. If I'm shot through the head, through the brain, I don't want doctors racing to get my recovery done. I want them taking their time would be really nice.
And, of course, the New York Times says, well, they don't want to get ahead of themselves, that her health remains paramount, but they're already laying groundwork for a campaign should she decide to run. I mean, really? Really?
And then if that happens, I mean, who's going to run against the woman that survived a bullet in the head? You know?
But fine. I'll be the unpopular guy. I have no problem doing this.
Yeah.
What has she done other than that?
No, very true.
I mean, aside from her injuries, and this is not anything, I'm not trying to be ugly here, but really, how is she otherwise qualified to run for the Senate? Now, granted, that doesn't keep people from running for the Senate. I get that. But she was not even a serious candidate, I don't think, before any of this happened.
No.
This is a purely emotional run. This is a purely emotional tactic, and it's just poor, poor form.
Well, again, it shows that politics is theater. It just shows that politics is theater.
And they're completely in touch with reality.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the story.
Well, it's theater, but the troubling part, they're playing with real money,
mm-hmm.
and they're playing with people's livelihoods and lives and things like that, and there's nothing good that can come out of that.
We'll get you in there, and then all we got to do is once you're in, then you're in. And we'll teach you what you need to know once you get in. And that, if that's the case, is nothing but the Republican National Party doing that. And that's, they're no better or worse than the other bunch. So there you go. There is a poll out that says there are three possible presidential contenders within striking distance of President Obama. They would be Mike Huckabee, tied with the president at 46%.
Low profiles will do a lot.
Yeah.
And I know you're about to say Romney. Huckabee and Romney have kept very low profile.
They have. Well, and Romney understood. He misran the race last time.
Right.
This is a guy who has a tremendous amount of ability. He has talent in many business-related areas. Of course, we found out having a president who had a business background didn't necessarily make you a good one. Think about him, and I think about Herbert Hoover. Herbert Hoover is a really brilliant man, but, you know, once again, the economy kind of got him, and then, of course, there was that guy who owned the baseball team. So Mintz at 43-42%. Chris Christie trails the president by 6 points. Now, he has a little higher profile, obviously, but it is what he I guess what he personifies is what people like there, because he's really talking about whacking the unions and keeping government spending down. Kind of interesting is a study by a couple of political scientists that contends that a vote for health care reform reduced election margins by an average of 6 to 8% for Democrat members of Congress in the last midterms. That margin likely cost the Democrats at least 13 House seats. Studies authored by a couple of guys who are political scientists at the University of Denver and at North Carolina State. Both men say there was a smaller but still statistically significant effect for supporting the TARP bailout. And if you talk to people in the Chet Edwards camp, that was the vote that they believe started the spiral for his campaign. If pressed and off the record at that time, you would have found those people willing to say that his vote for TARP did not sit well in the district, and that began the spiral as far as his race is concerned. Anyway, stimulus package vote had a mixed effect, while there was apparently no overall effect on the cap-and-trade vote. But the reason that the Democrats lost so many, that's what they're saying.
How many people do you think understood cap-and-trade?
Well, I don't know how
because,
many.
You know, the Republicans had to come back and call it cap-and-tax.
They did. And the thing is, cap-and-trade is a dangerously scary thing to look at. It is a European way of looking at the way that we use our energy. And quite honestly, for so many reasons, Europe is so different than the United States in the way that they travel, in the way they use mass transit, the kind of cars that they drive, the roads that they drive on. And to talk about doing the same thing in the United States is short-sighted at least and really dangerous at the most. It's just it would radically change our way of life. One of the things I'm going to talk to Steve Ogden about today is time and again we're hearing, and he's going to propose the constitutional amendment to allow Texas to raise the gasoline tax, state gasoline tax, by a maximum of 5 cents. Now, I'm wondering, in the long haul, is that not like the pack of cigarette tax that they put on in the last session at a dollar a pack? As we see, you know, he's proposed that months ago, and the president the other day is saying, I believe that the U.S. government automobile fleet will be, in 15 years, 100% either hybrid or electric, which means that fossil fuels won't be used as much. And will they be forcing that onto drivers like us? And if that's the case, less gas will be bought, so the gasoline tax, in fact, may not meet revenue projections 5 years down the road, certainly won't meet them 15 years down the road. So the gas tax is an interesting thing to look at, but it's not going to make long-term revenue projections. So we'll see what he has to say about that today. And let's see. Quinnipiac poll, because they do other stuff besides the presidential races, say that now U.S. Americans, by a 67 to 29 margin, support allowing women to serve in ground units and to engage in close combat. 67 to 29. Of course, if you listen to Secretary Gates yesterday, we don't want to be doing close combat with anybody. He was I think, in front of the Senate yesterday, maybe the House. Anyway, he was testifying yesterday and said anybody who wants to put U.S. troops on the ground in another area now ought to have their head examined. And he said it will not happen while he holds that post. So he was pretty pointed about it, as a matter of fact. He was
well, he's got nothing to lose. What are they going to do, fire him?
Yeah, right. And it all really had to do with the idea of the testimony, because the president has signed a document allowing the CIA to be on the ground, saying that they could be. And, you know, to
well, but they play by,
as possible.
They play by different rules than the guys wearing the digitized camouflage.
Yeah, they do. And one of the things that's interesting is in listening to the Fox people, they said, you know, if this is a covert operation, this has been the most widely publicized covert operation in history. Because not one, not two, not three, but four White House sources secretly confirmed that he had signed this document. So if you have... Well, why is that? Because you couldn't believe the first three? So, I mean, if they had four people from the White House who were out there secretly leaking this, they obviously wanted people to know that.
Or you had four reporters that ran into each other and said, hey, you know what so-and-so told me?
Yeah.
So-and-so just told me the same thing.
But I think what happened is this was in response to people saying that the president had waited, he had sat on the sidelines, he had not made any decisive moves, but they wanted to make sure everybody knew, because the election is sooner than you think, that he was decisive, that he had signed this document, that he is ready to put CIA covert operations to work in Libya for the best of the Libyan people and not put our boots on the ground.
Well, yeah, put this under your pillow and sleep on it. Campaign starts in about 6 months.
Yeah, well, or if you're in the White House right now.
Hi, this is Jim Lewis, owner of Village Foods in the Galleria Village office building. If you love this community as much as I do, then you want to see it grow and prosper. By shopping in town, you greatly help the BCS by keeping jobs here. At Village Foods in the Galleria Village, we employ 92 of your friends and neighbors. We also work with lots of local businesses, so by shopping in town, you're actually helping keep the whole community employed. Before you shop out of town, remember to shop locally. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. Saturday, April 2nd, producing eggs at home is a growing interest. Learn about equipment, housing needs, and managing your flock for nutrition and protection this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Sometimes you need a low-growing plant to border a bed, but all the options you really like grow too tall for the setting. You're wondering what plants will stay short, yet still bring good looks to their gardens. I have a few of my own personal favorites. It's an odd mix, so be forewarned. Each of these has done well for me on many occasions and in many different settings. Plants to border your beds right after this message. More than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market. You probably do, in fact, and hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market will include onions and carrots, peas, collard and mustard greens, also broccoli, cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, Texas blueberries and pecans. It doesn't get any better than Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmers market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Support Texas agriculture and your local business. Again, that website, TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. If I'm looking for plants to border beds, and I'm talking primarily about perennials or maybe annuals, I'm going to start out with oxalis. I actually use three types. The old-fashioned bright pink oxalis gets 8 or 10 inches tall, and it blooms in spring and again in the fall. I haven't used it as a long border, as some gardeners do, however, because it tends to die back in the summer. I use it in small pockets in the fronts of my shaded beds. I use the white flowering twin occasionally and also like the purple-leafed oxalis in small areas. Then there are spring bulbs. They're finished for this season, or soon will be, but you need to buy them in September, so it's not too early to remind you of the ongoing beauty of early flowering jonquil, species tulips, and summer snowflake. They'll be terrific, so mark the calendar for 4 or 5 months from now and stock up. Creeping sedum is pretty. There are many types of sedums, but the lowest one is a species called Sedum sexangulare, sexangulaire. It's hard to find, but it's worth the search. It makes a mossy little sprawl of greenery. If it ever blooms, I've not noticed that it flowers. It never grows more than a couple inches tall in my landscape. It has crept through stonework, and it's just beautiful. It is not invasive. That's Sedum sexangulare, creeping sedum. Then there's creeping blue plumbago. This is not the tall, light blue cape plumbago you may be thinking about from tropical gardens, but instead a low trailing plant to 4 inches tall, one that has cobalt blue blooms sprinkled over the plants all through spring and summer. Give it morning sun and afternoon shade and let it ramble in small areas. It really does make a solid cover. It's great planted into retaining walls. Hybrid purslane and moss rose. You knew these are going to show up somewhere in this list of low-growing summer stars because they hold the heat so well, they're bright and cheerful in their color, and they're easy to grow. Hybrid purslane and also moss rose. Fan flower is a beautiful light blue flower. We saw it first as a hanging basket 15 or 18 years ago. Now we grow it as a bedding plant. As such, it needs to be planted in morning sun with afternoon shade. Gets 4 or 5 inches tall, spreads 18 or 20 inches. Gold and silver mound lantanas are my two favorite lantanas, but they're very hard to find. The triploid hybrid that is called New Gold is much more common, and it's fine too. Purple Heart has really caught on, a perennial sister to Wandering Jew. It makes a beautiful low border. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Good Friday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at sports at 6:53, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville and Bryan, and official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, it has been a whirlwind week for the Aggie women's basketball team, and it's just getting busier. It was just Sunday that they beat Georgia to earn a game against Baylor for the Dallas regional title. On Tuesday, they beat Baylor to earn their first ever trip to the Final Four. Wednesday, they came home from Dallas. Yesterday afternoon, they flew off to Indianapolis, where today they'll be practicing. They'll have an event tonight. They'll have a press conference tomorrow. Then on Sunday, finally at 6 o'clock, they'll play Stanford and hope it's not their final game. But for Gary Blair, it's his second Final Four. And when he took Arkansas there in 1998, well, his Razorbacks lost that semifinal game to Tennessee by 28 points. He remembers that, and he knows that that does kind of spoil the fun.
If you're just satisfied and happy to get to the Final Four, you'll be coming home on Monday morning instead of Wednesday morning. And this is what this is all about. I've done that. I've come home after the first day, and that's not a lot of fun. I really believe we have a chance to win this thing. And if you believe it, you get your kids to play at that level, and as coaches, we have time. It's 24 hours in a day. So you sleep less, you prepare more, and that's what makes championship runs.
A&M and Notre Dame will be the underdog Sunday, and Gary Blair thinks that his opponent Stanford may be the overall best team there, since they are the only team that beat UConn this year, and their players have done this before.
This will be their fourth straight Final Four. They haven't won it. They realize this is their best chance ever because Connecticut is good, but they're the ones that beat the streak. They've already beaten Connecticut by 16 to 20 points this year. On paper, they're the best team there.
Game will be on ESPN. We'll have it on 11:50 a.m. The Zone on Sunday. The Final Four men's teams have all made it to Houston, where they're continuing preparation for the national semifinals that'll be tomorrow. Butler and Virginia Commonwealth play the opener Saturday night. That's an 8 seed versus an 11 seed, the highest combined total in tournament semifinal history. The nightcap at Reliant Stadium will have the 3rd seed UConn against the 4th seed Kentucky. A&M baseball team takes a one-game lead in the Big 12 race, back on the road this weekend, where they'll take on Kansas State in Manhattan tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. The Aggies beat UT Arlington Wednesday to go to 7-0 in midweek games, and now they stand 20-5 for the year and rank 5th in one poll. Kansas State is 15-9, and they're struggling at 1-5 in the Big 12. Good luck to the A&M Consolidated soccer teams as they both play in the Class 5A area round tonight. The boys will take on McKinney Boyd at 7 o'clock at Memorial Stadium in Ennis. Consol is 14-10 for the year. For the girls, they take on Lake Highlands at 5:30 at the Waco ISD Stadium. The Tiger girls are 18-5-2. A&M track coach Pat Henry is heading back to his old stomping grounds and this time taking his two-time defending national champion track teams. They'll be at the LSU Invitational tomorrow, joining LSU, Army, UConn, Illinois, and Iowa. Jimmy Walker, not the dynamite guy, but the golfer, tied the course record with a 9-under par 63 to take a 2-shot lead over Josh Teeter and Nick O'Hearn after the first round of the Houston Shell Open up in Humble. Chris Kirk is 3 back with Steve Stricker, John Rollins, Nathan Green, and Brendan Steele 4 back. This is the final PGA Tour event, of course, ahead of next week's Masters in Georgia. And All-American linebacker Von Miller from Texas A&M will attend the NFL draft, even though he's a plaintiff in a lawsuit against the league to stop the lockout. The A&M player said yesterday that he will be at Radio City Music Hall and is looking forward to being part of the festivities. He's also part of the 10-player antitrust suit filed against the NFL in March in a Minnesota court. Miller is the only collegian among the plaintiffs, who include Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees. And Wichita State is the 2011 NIT champion. JT Durley and Graham Hatch scored 12 each in a balanced attack, and the Shockers overwhelmed top-seeded Alabama 66-57 to win the NIT at Madison Square Garden. That's your first look at sports. Good morning. More next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station.
WTN Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There's no end to the fighting in Libya. Or is there? As Gaddafi forces keep battling rebels, an opposition leader says they would accept the UN-brokered ceasefire if Gaddafi pulls his forces out of cities and allows peaceful protests. Meanwhile, as NATO now leads the operation targeting Gaddafi's military, U.S. warplanes will soon only be waiting in the wings. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The White House is hailing its reduced role in the Libyan operation. The U.S. now poised to pull back its fighter planes and leave the heavy work to other nations. At a Senate hearing yesterday, Defense Secretary Robert Gates insisted this is not going to lead to a stalemate.
We believe that our allies actually have the capabilities to continue to degrade his military capabilities.
But supporters of the operation are concerned.
The fact is that your timing is exquisite.
Senator John McCain says that with opposition forces reportedly being routed by the Libyan military, now is not the time to take away some of the most valuable assets available to the coalition. Dave?
Mike, after weeks of deadly protests in Yemen, the embattled president speaks out again, telling a huge rally of supporters he'll sacrifice everything. But he won't step down like protesters want, a stand similar to the leaders in Bahrain and Syria. How's the job market?
I get a little odds and ends jobs, just enough to pay the rent.
He's been out of work 2 years in California, but things might be improving a little. A report 2.5 hours is expected to show nearly 200,000 jobs were created last month, and the U.S. unemployment rate held steady just under 9%. First, we were dying for winter to end. Now that it's spring and it's snowing in the Northeast,
this is crazy. I can't wait for summer.
He's in New York, New England getting it the worst. Some areas could see nearly a foot of snow. The roads are bad in parts of New Hampshire. Numerous crashes reported this morning, and thousands of people are without power. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
What's a really great thing to get for free? Well, right off the top of my head, I'd say a Napa racing cap. Yep, a Martin Truex Jr. camouflage racing cap, free with any purchase at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Limit one per customer, good while supplies last. And it's a camouflage racing cap, so you'll really stand out. I mean, blend in. I mean, let me get back to you on that.
Napa know-how.
It's a camouflage cap, so no one can see what you're thinking.
Napa know-how.
Obviously, squirrels can't tell you to get your shocks replaced so that your car stops sooner. So, squirrels everywhere have turned to spray painting stop signs to get their message out. I said squirrels everywhere. Keep your family safe. Monroe Shocks and Struts. And April 1st through May 31st, 2011, purchase 4 qualifying Monroe Shocks or Struts and get the price of 1 unit back by mail-in rebate. Restrictions apply. Promotion details available at monroe.com.
It's a fiesta at the 6th Annual Kids for Kids Dinner Theater, April 30th at the Brazos Center. Enjoy a fajita dinner with all the trimmings. Mariachis and performers from the Brazos Valley will keep you entertained. There will be a silent auction and a game area for the children, too. Proceeds benefit the Early Childhood Intervention Program of MHMR. Tickets are just $15 for adults and $5 for children and are available at mhmrabv.org and at local Must Be Heaven locations. For more information, call 821-9402.
Don't miss Dancing for the Health of It. Over 15 local celebrity dance teams will compete to raise funds and awareness for Health for All, which provides free medical care for the low-income medically uninsured right here in the Brazos Valley. Come on out to the Brazos Expo Center Friday, April 15th at 6 o'clock. Tickets are $50 each. More information can be found at www.hlth4all.org or call 979-575-4496.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, April is the beginning of a whole new season and begins with me jumping in the car and heading to Half Price Books. Believe me, after all the winter weather surprises, the surprises waiting for me there are a warm and welcome change. And so's jumping in the car. New authors and titles at half price or less, just browsing's an adventure because they're always stocking up on things other folks have already enjoyed. And with so many of us coming out of winter hibernation, the shelves are packed in April. And the kids, a trip to Half Price Books always makes their day and makes gathering up goodies for those baskets a real treat for the Easter Bunny. Yep, the dogwoods are blooming, the catfish are jumping, and the pages are turning. So hurry to your favorite Half Price Bookstore because what's calling your name today may not be there tomorrow. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:05, 57 degrees right now at the studios. Could see some fog out there this morning, so please be careful on the roads. Otherwise, that will burn off. Leave us with sunshine today with a high in the mid-80s. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Local members of the state legislature and both legislative education committees should get mail and phone calls from residents of the College Station School District. That follows a presentation last night from Superintendent Eddie Colson.
Anytime there's a legislative year, there's some uncertainty. This certainly much more uncertainty this time around than in normal times. As a school district, we always knew at a minimum what we would get. This time around, we don't know as a minimum what we may get, and so it makes it very, very difficult to plan.
Colson says if the district has to draw from its reserves, the legislature should use its rainy day fund. You can read what CSISD is doing and plans to do for the next two school years. Those presentations are available on our website, WTAW.com. There are new developments in a three-vehicle crash earlier this week on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station.
Sadly, we were notified that the driver of vehicle number two, Lily Bayless, passed away at the College Station Medical Center. And, you know, we hated to hear that, and it was, you know, we're continuing our investigation into the accident.
College Station Police Officer Rhonda Seaton says an accident reconstruction team will be out Sunday morning in the northbound lanes of the freeway from the Harvey Road on-ramp toward University Drive. A College Station police officer was treated and released for injuries he suffered in the accident. A third driver was also treated and ticketed for failure to control speed. A three-month-old from Bryan is hospitalized in Temple, and the baby's father is in jail following his arrest after allegedly injuring his son. 31-year-old Jason Sanders of Bryan is accused of breaking his son's jaw, resisting arrest, and aggravated assault on a police officer. Bryan PD's John Agnew says officers were sent to St. Joseph Health Center Wednesday night to meet with the mother.
The mother was explained to officers that she was away from the house. When she came back and her husband was watching the child, she had noticed that the child had bruising on the child's face. Well, the next day, the bruising had gotten worse, so she had taken the child to the hospital.
The mother said Sanders told her the injuries were the result of the baby hitting his crib. Police went to the home to visit with the father, who would only answer questions if everyone stayed outside the front door. While the wife, family pastor, and five police officers were outside, Sanders confessed to slapping the baby two times across the face because he was being fussy and impossible to soothe. A detective then told Sanders he would have to come outside to be arrested. Instead, the man reached around his back where he possibly had a weapon. That's when the officers entered the apartment, one firing a taser twice before Sanders was in handcuffs. Sanders, who according to jail records is 6'3", 235 pounds, is being held on bonds totaling $31,000. College Station motorists were caught in a longer traffic snag than usual Thursday afternoon at Texas Avenue and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. City officials say one of the yellow left turn lights stopped functioning. That meant the entire signal would have gone straight from green to red had the system not defaulted to blinking red until repairs could be made. Signal problems combined with westbound traffic down to one lane due to construction of the hike and bike trail caused longer than usual delays. It's called House Bill 1, also known as the budget, and with this year's tough economic times, expect even more differences in the House and Senate versions of the state spending plan.
The bill that we're going to send over to the Senate is $77 billion, and they want to spend upwards of $88 billion. So, of course, everything changes on the appropriations bill when it gets to conference, and what we get back will be a different bill than what we send over there. And we expect that it happens every session.
State Representative Fred Brown of Bryan says even with a so-called supermajority in the House, Republicans are not necessarily united. He says the influx of freshman Tea Party Republicans who don't want to spend any of the state's rainy day fund means there's likely to be strong dissent in the House before the final bill is voted on. And for the better part of the last year, chemically produced drugs like K2 that are similar to marijuana have been available in Brazos County outside the city limits of Bryan and College Station. But the Texas House has passed and sent on to the Senate a statewide ban. Florence Shapiro of Plano is the Senate sponsor.
There's no beneficial or legitimate use for these products, and it is critical that Texas join at least 16 other states that have already banned this very dangerous substance.
Shapiro says the punishment for possessing K2 would be similar to having the real thing. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 57 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Just Brakes.
How about your pads and shoes at Just Brakes?
Just Brakes installs new pads and shoes at all four wheels for $99.88.
Really? Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines, rotors, and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines, rotors, and drums for just $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY.
High pressure firmly in control of our weather, and it's going to remain so. It's sitting right now over the state of Arkansas. It will drift east away from the area this weekend. We'll be dealing with sunshine today and temperatures very close to 85 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, 65. Weekend looks to be fine, looks to be warm. It'll be partly sunny near 85 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65 to 70. We'll have sunshine Sunday, and temperatures on Sunday will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggies will have a pretty good following in Indianapolis. There's a couple of chartered planes of fans that are going to be leaving tomorrow for Indianapolis to watch the basketball game. And Gary Blair says, hey, he's got family to get there, too. He needs the money. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
What? He needs the money?
He needs the money.
What
yeah.
does that mean? Does he get a piece of the action on the planes going up there?
No, he gets a little piece of bonus for winning games. So
okay.
He commented. nuts about that. He needs them to win so he can get his family up there.
All right, there.
Yeah.
I understand. That'll work out well. Boy, I got a story for you here, Chase, in just a little while. We're not going to do it right now. In the meantime, a U.S. American Air Force pilot who's retired says Britain's royal wedding is likely to be visited by UFOs.
Oh.
Well, there's just so much going on in that story.
There is. George Filer, he's a major, whose National UFO Center, of course, records about 1,000 UFO sightings per month. Does he have a quota, do you think? Said UFO sightings are...
Numbers are down for June.
Come on, let's get out there and roust them up. Said UFO sightings are common during events of national and international importance. The major says the craft seem to have an interest in anything important. They've been sighted recently over Libya and near the Japanese tsunami. He said RAF pilots have noticed an increase in UFO activity along the English Channel in the run-up to Prince William's April 29th wedding. Now, how would they know? Do they subscribe to the London Times? Do they have that downloaded into their jet email box or whatever? How do they know that that's what's going on? Just wondering about that. All right, U.S. Americans spend over $40 billion in tips every year.
In tips?
But are we getting better service for it? Not necessarily, according to Smart Money. What's more, our tips don't actually vary much with the level of service that we receive. While people claim in surveys they tip almost exclusively based on service, it's only partially correlated to bigger tips. So what's the secret to getting bigger tips?
Yeah. Well, it's all enhanced, part of the weight person, right? Yeah.
Enhanced lung capacity, apparently, correlated to that.
Seriously.
That's what I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
How well they can sing, is that what you
mean? I don't think that's what we're talking
Holding
about.
Holding their breath?
Yeah. That was a 2009 study.
Uh-huh.
A 2010 study in the
That's
international...
just unfair. I mean, you know.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. It's sexist, first off, you know.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Now, you're jumping to some conclusion. I said we're talking about increased lung capacity. I don't know where you're going.
Well, I said hold your breath, and you said no.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty much narrowed down.
The 2010 study in the International Journal of Hospitality Management found that waitresses' use of makeup significantly increased their tips. And, of course, don't forget flair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just want the minimum?
Yeah, really. Female servers can also increase...
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah. No. Female servers can also increase their tips by drawing a smiley face on the back of the customer's checks. Oh, of course they can.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please do.
I guess I'm complicated. Just get my order right. We'll start there.
Exactly. Yeah. I guess me too.
But, you know, if you have an I in your name, make that a heart.
Uh-huh.
Oh, absolutely.
If you'll do that.
Or a smiley face for the eye, yeah. for the dot on the eye.
And I'm just saying, by the way, male servers do not get the same
You do
same
that,
response.
I will deduct so much.
They don't get the same response.
XXX000 Brad.
Now,
I'm going to misinterpret that, Brad. Sorry.
Now, again.
I'm going to make sure my wife speaks to you as we leave.
Yeah.
Flattered but spoken for, Brad. Thank you.
There are certainly more female servers than there are male. But, I mean, this survey basically speaks to what can enhance the tip total for females.
Uh-huh.
They're not doing anything to help the males with that situation. And that's probably not right. That's not fair. They should have possibly some checkoff points, a punch list, if you will, for the male server before he heads out to the tables for the afternoon or works night. Hello, night's work. Hello.
Yeah, I hate to give a tip to those that show up with all that dingly stuff hanging all over their face. That doesn't make my meal very appetizing.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. That's and certainly
ask them to walk through a metal detector.
Managers of eating establishments, take that into consideration. I don't think there's
or get an MRI.
Yeah. Now, they didn't mention the idea of whether or not it helps if the hostess, or excuse me, if the wait person decides to sit down at the table with you.
with her increased lung capacity?
Yes. Yeah. To go ahead and take your order.
Or just squat at the end of the table.
After all, you're her favorite customer. That's right.
And she wants to know how your day's been.
Though you're from 700 miles away.
Right. Yeah, that's the two things that just drive me nuts. Number one, I'm fill in the blank. I'll be taking care of you. Really? I didn't realize I was an invalid.
I have on occasion said, I need the lawn mower.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Start with washing my car then.
Yeah. It's in the lot. You can do it right now.
And then the other one is, so you guys having a good day today?
Yeah.
Time out, sweetheart. Whoa.
Yeah. You might not want the answer to that.
Let's be honest. Huh? You don't really care, do you?
That's right. And if I've had a really bad day, do you want me to say
Do you want me to regale you with all of my, which for you would just be old man problems?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That guy's like, he's like 35.
Yeah. He's talking about picking up kids and stuff.
That's right.
Ew.
Yeah. And that guy's gout's acting up over there.
Talking about ruining your meal.
Yeah. Golly.
But obviously somewhere, somehow in the universe of servers.
Uh-huh.
They did some study that said the opening phrase should be, your name, I'll be taking care of you.
Uh-huh.
Again, as you said.
But now it's cliched.
Well, it is.
The last time, and I cannot for the life of me remember where I was, but we were at a restaurant not that long ago, and somebody said, I'm so-and-so, I'll be your server this evening. And I looked at them, I said, thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
And they, of course, then I get looked at like, huh?
Hello?
Okay, have a nice day, or how is your day? These things bug y'all? Really?
Well, no, they don't bug us.
Come on, really, guys?
No.
They ask me.
They're disingenuous.
Oh, he hangs up? Really? That's what bugs me. You're going to call us out and then you hang up? Come on, man, let's go.
Have a discussion with us about it.
Yeah, and have a nice day.
Yeah.
Obviously not doing all right today.
Because I like talking to a server. If they will do that, I mean, it's hard work. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I enjoy
just the whole thing about how's your day going is just transparent.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy if it's not busy and you know, and they're nice and they seem like they want to talk. Especially in this town, you know, I like to talk about, you know, what they're doing, their education. You know, are you in school? What's your major? You know, that kind of stuff. And you know, what do you want to do other than wait tables all your life? Because you know, normally you get some interesting stories there.
That's why we go someplace on Sunday afternoon. Uh-huh. We usually also go to family-owned places.
Right.
I think you get different help at family-owned places quite often. Yeah. All right, so there's state legislators in every state who are characters. I mean, without a doubt, heaven knows Texas has more than their share. But today we're going to look at Montana, up there in the big sky country. There are victims of drunken driving, and according to one Montana legislator, the victims are the drunken driving laws. Enter now State Representative Alan Hale.
Representative Hale.
Mr. Chairman, I have to rise in opposition to this, along with all of the other DUI laws. These DUI laws are not doing our small businesses in our state any good at all. They're destroying them. They're destroying a way of life that has been in Montana for years and years. These taverns and bars in these smaller communities connect people together. They're the center of the communities. And I'll guarantee you, there's only two ways to get there. Either you hitchhike or you drive. And I promise you that they're not going to hitchhike. Thank you.
The taverns connect the town.
And they're not going to hitchhike?
Oh, by the way, he runs a bar.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah, the victims of the DUI law are the small mom-and-pop bars in Montana. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you playing. All right, if you find yourself not getting enough bacon every day...
Well, and who doesn't?
Yeah. You need Baconair. It's like Nicorette for bacon addicts.
Really?
It is a small inhaler.
No. No.
Of bacon-flavored air... So you can get your bacon fix without those nasty side effects like cholesterol and heart attacks and having to clean the grease off the microwave or the frying pan. And also...
Or like, the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, do you drape it over the microphone? And also like Nicorette, it can be simply used at times to make it
more easy than if you maybe smoke. Take a hit of bacon instead of smoking. How's that?
A hit of bacon.
Sorry, I was distracted. I was taking a hit while I was.
What, you lay it on the table and just sniff down it?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Get the razor blade and chop it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we act like we're talking. We know way too much about it.
7:23. An unidentified student at a high school in Lee Acres, Florida, wore a T-shirt to class that apparently frightened school officials.
Nanny State.
The boy said that he found the shirt fun, liked the humor and the message. School officials did not find it funny. They called the sheriff. The shirt said, "A friend will help you move. A real friend will help you move a body." I mean, how long have we been hearing that one? Been around for a while. But apparently they called the sheriff. They came and had a talk with the young man.
Really?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's it.
I mean,
he wrote in his report, "At this time, there is no immediate threat to anyone. The boy has returned to class."
How do you keep a straight face if you're the officer at that point?
Don't know. Don't know. Could figure they probably need to be doing something else. But there you go. Lee Acres, Florida, 7:24.
Batteries Plus is trimming the cost of lawn and garden batteries. Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $5 on a new battery for your riding lawnmower, cordless trimmer, weed whacker, leaf blower, and more. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Offer valid on Extreme Lawn and Garden batteries only. Offer good through May 31st, 2011. Other exclusions may apply.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, now through May 31st, and receive $5 off select lawn and garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. It's flu season, so wash your hands often, cover your cough and sneeze, stay home if you're sick, and get your flu shot, which now protects against H1N1. Learn more at texasflu.org or dial 211. Stopping the flu is up to you. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Hello!
Morning!
Hey, what's up?
Did that T-shirt have an American flag as a background?
Yeah, probably so. That's what offended him. Yeah, that's it. It's an old line. Been around for a long, long time, but maybe they'd never seen that in Lee Acres, Florida. Hey, Suddenlink makes it easy for you to save a whole lot of money. And this is the deal that got going on right now. At Suddenlink, you can get home phone service for $25 a month for 5 years when you bundle. You get the reliable phone service, and you get a fixed cost. It's a fixed cost because that price stays the same no matter how many long-distance calls or local calls that you make. Plus, you end up getting features that are popular like call waiting or caller ID that you might not have. And you get to keep your same phone number. Plus, you get crystal clear voice quality, and you want that as well. All of that can be yours. And again, because you bundle, you can save at Suddenlink, and you know how much it's going to cost. $25 per month for 5 years when you bundle. Also, it includes enhanced 911. Suddenlink also will give you, I think what I found, because I've switched to it, I don't know, more than a year ago, I find it to be a clearer signal, quite honestly. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee. If for some reason you don't like it, then that's fine. You back away from it. And that's what's so nice about Suddenlink. You don't have to sign any long-term contracts. It's one call, it's one connection, it's one bill, and you can save up to $360 annually. So the number to call is 1-800-915-1866 or visit them at suddenlink.com. Brazos Valley weather forecast going to be, it's going to be warm, as a matter of fact. I'd like to get some rain. That'd be okay. But anyway, it's brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center. 86 for a high temperature today, about 65 for a low temperature tonight. Probably about the same, maybe not quite so warm on Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday will be up to 84, but it's going to cool down at night. Monday night we'll have a low of 48 degrees. A little frontal passage there, which could give us a shot at showers. We'll keep our fingers crossed. And then Tuesday, sunny skies and a high temperature of 72. Currently we're looking at 56 out there.
Whether you're in the market for a new or used car, or you're looking for a friendly and trustworthy car service center, think Caldwell Country Chevrolet. You won't find a friendlier staff. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Grab your hankies, folks. The Democrats are painting a picture of doom if House Republicans prevail with spending cuts. complains Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, chair of the California delegation. During these hard times, these budget cuts are going to hit those who can least afford it, working families with children, the elderly, and the sick. Apparently, Zoe has forgotten the rest of the age-old Democrat scare tactic. The people will be forced to choose between eating dog food and paying their rent, while others will be left in the gutter to die. And, of course, that golden oldie, minorities will be hardest hit. Zoe also forgot to claim that under Republicans will get dirty air and water, while polluters celebrate, that Main Street will suffer while Wall Street gets huge bonuses, that the budget is being balanced on the backs of the poor, while the idle rich vacation in the sun, not to mention that Republicans will drive a stake through the heart of Social Security and let Medicare and Medicaid wither on the vine. Did I leave anything out there? Oh, the homeless. They're going to suffer too, as will the indigenous peoples and the illegal immigrants just looking for a better life. Meanwhile, corporate fat cats will oppress the workers even more as they evade taxes and ship jobs overseas. Yeah, folks, if we dare cut government spending, the entire country will collapse, except rich neighborhoods. So you see, we'd be better off spending ourselves into bankruptcy, according to the Democrats, and we wouldn't need a handkerchief.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
What's a really great thing to get for free? Well, right off the top of my head, I'd say a Napa racing cap. Yep, a Martin Truex Jr. camouflage racing cap. Free with any purchase at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Limit one per customer. Good while supplies last. And it's a camouflage racing cap, so you'll really stand out. I mean, blend in. I mean, let me get back to you on that.
Napa know-how.
It's a camouflage cap, so no one can see what you're thinking.
Napa know-how.
Obviously, squirrels can't tell you to get your shocks replaced so that your car stops sooner. So, squirrels everywhere have turned to spray painting stop signs to get their message out. I said squirrels everywhere. Keep your family safe. Monroe Shocks and Struts. And April 1st through May 31st, 2011, purchase four qualifying Monroe Shocks or Struts and get the price of one unit back by mail and rebate. Restrictions apply. Promotion details available at Monroe.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bielinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bielinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bielinski.
Has your employment status changed? AMCO Insurance can provide the coverage you need during this stressful time of transition. If you've recently switched employers or lost your job, call us to discuss AMCO's diverse selection of budget-friendly individual and family insurance plans. If your current employer doesn't offer health care benefits, we can help with that too. Contact AMCO Insurance today for a no-obligation quote. We've been providing peace of mind for over 135 years. Call AMCO today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:31, 58 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 80s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The belt tightening has already started in the College Station School District. Superintendent Eddie Colson told an audience at a special meeting Thursday the legislature could reduce state funding between $6 million and $16 million over the next 2 years.
That will mean dramatic reductions to our programs and dramatic reductions in the number of people that we have to support our school district. I think people heard that tonight, and I think that they understand that in order to make a difference, they have to be involved in the legislative process as well. And to convince the legislators, make education a priority, use the rainy day fund, fix the margins tax, do the things that you have to do to make sure that public education in Texas remains strong.
A list of what CSISD is doing now and proposes for the next 2 years can be seen on our website, WTAW.com. A crash earlier this week on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station has taken the life of a Caldwell woman. Police say 79-year-old Lily Bayless died Wednesday. She was the driver in the middle of the chain reaction mishap. Officer Vonda Seaton says the investigation continues from the Tuesday morning wreck.
We actually have plans to reconstruct the accident on Sunday morning. If we do it like we normally do it, it'll be earlier Sunday morning, and there probably will be lane closures in the area. So Highway 6 between Harvey and University Drive, kind of expect that.
A College Station policeman was treated for injuries and released following the accident. A third driver was treated for incapacitating injuries and cited for failing to control speed. A Bryan man is accused of slapping his three-month-old son hard enough to break his jaw. 31-year-old Jason Sanders was also arrested for hitting one of five police officers involved in getting him under control. Police say the infant, who was hospitalized in Temple, was first brought to St. Joseph Health Center by his mother. She told officers her husband said the baby hurt himself in his crib. Police then went to the family apartment with five officers, the wife, and their pastor outside. Sanders told police the baby was being fussy and impossible to soothe. That's when Sanders, who according to jail records is 6'3", 235 pounds, slapped his son two times across the face. When a detective told Sanders to come outside to be arrested, the man reached around his back where he possibly held a weapon. That's when the officers entered the apartment and tased Sanders. He's jailed on bonds totaling $31,000. One of the longer commuting waits in College Station has been aggravated in recent weeks, but the intersection of Texas Avenue and Harvey Mitchell Parkway was really a drag Thursday afternoon when the traffic signals went to four-way blinking red. City officials say it was either a wiring problem or having to replace a bulb. The backup was especially irritating for westbound motorists who already have only one lane approaching the intersection because of construction of a hike and bike trail. The Texas House of Representatives is first attempting to balance the state's books before moving on to the budget for the next biennium. And State Representative Fred Brown of Bryan says just because there's a so-called supermajority of Republicans in the Texas House doesn't mean everyone with an R after their name is on the same page.
We do have 101 of the 150 votes. But the difference now is we have a lot of the Tea Party candidates that came in as in the freshman class, and of course, they're totally opposed to spending any of the rainy day fund. So there will be some type of fight over that when the bill comes back from the Senate.
Lawmakers are looking at using part of the rainy day fund to close a budget gap for this biennium. Brown also expects large differences of opinion in the House's $77 billion proposed budget versus the Senate's $88 billion proposal. And the days are numbered for retailers in Brazos County outside of Bryan and College Station selling K2 and similar synthetic drugs. State Senator Florence Shapiro of Plano is sponsoring a statewide ban, saying K2 and its cousins are more dangerous than marijuana.
And the combination of some of the things they put into this is deadly. I mean, we don't know what it can do.
The bill, which has already passed the House, calls for those caught with K2 to face similar punishment as someone possessing marijuana. WTAW News Time is 7:35, 58 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the old saying goes, a tax man cometh and I will reduce your property tax burden or you'll owe me nothing. Hi, I'm Brian Steven, owner of Paramount Property Analyst and licensed property tax consultant in Texas. With my 25 years experience in real estate appraisal, I'll provide you with the best consulting services today. If you're an investor, developer, or homeowner, I can save you money on your property taxes. I work on a contingency fee and have saved my clients hundreds of thousands of dollars. Save money. Call Property Tax Consultants today at 979-485-8537. That's 979-485-8537.
Do you need a new website, or does your old website need a fresh new look? Are you missing sales because customers can't find you on the web? HostWink.com has an amazing free offer just for you. With HostWink.com, you can register a new website address, choose a low-cost hosting package, and get a free website. Easy as a wink, HostWink.com. With HostWink.com, you can choose from one of our professionally designed sites, free. At HostWink.com, it's easy to customize your site by adding your information, selling points, and even your company logo. Best of all, you can change content on your website whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Just log on to HostWink.com and start building your own website today for as little as $3.95 a month. Sign up now and HostWink.com will give you 1 month of website hosting free. Use promo code Aggie. That's promo code Aggie and start saving today. HostWink.com, easy as a wink. HostWink.com, Aggie owned and operated.
Are you ready for live music, food, fun, and festivities right here in College Station? Well, you're in luck. The City of College Station presents the 6th Annual Duck Jam Music Festival, coming Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. On Friday, join the Lofts at Wolfpin Creek for a packed night of live music. Saturday, grab the kids and join us for a family-friendly day of live music, dog jumping, barbecue cook-off, and sample food from local restaurants. Check out duckjam.org for more info and for tickets and hotel information. Look up Duck Jam on Facebook.
Hey, good morning, 737, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you by United Roofing. Go to unitedroofingpros.com or call them at 268-ROOF.
Beautiful stretch of weather as we head into the weekend, though it is going to be a bit on the warm side. We'll have partial sunshine for today. We'll find our temperatures around 85 this afternoon. Partly cloudy, the story for tonight, lows near 65. Tomorrow there'll be some sun. Temperatures are likely to get to 85 tomorrow afternoon without any problem. It's partly cloudy, warm tomorrow night, 65 to 70. During the day on Sunday, we'll be seeing more sunshine. We'll be seeing temperatures between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Gary Blair talks about Stanford and what a good basketball team this is. They have a first-team All-American, and they have a couple of sisters from Cyfair from Texas, too. He'll talk about them, too, and that more coming up in sports.
Well, can't get all the good ones, and we got a first-team All-American, too.
So yeah.
We'll see how all that works out.
We're not as pretentious, either.
Yeah, that's right. They found the snake.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm disappointed. I was just really liking all those tweets.
Well, and that's the other thing. Do you think maybe they found the snake on Wednesday, and they just decided let's let it go for another day or something like that?
This has been great publicity.
It has.
It kind of makes them look a little foolish, but
The Egyptian cobra that disappeared from the Bronx Zoo enclosure 6 days ago found coiled, sort of secluded in a dark corner. Oh no, we thought you were going to find it in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, really.
But it's just a couple of hundred feet from its cage. It was captured by a zoo employee using special tongs. Zoo officials had...
normally reserved for buffets and chafing dishes.
I was going to say, break glass in case of emergency, cobra tongs inside. Zoo officials had always insisted that the snake had not gone far, being uncomfortable to open spaces.
Right. Picturing some low man on the zoo totem pole with, you know, these special tongs and like an oven mitt and a metal garbage can lid.
Yeah.
And just hoping for the best.
Let's go in there and do that. During its 6-day jaunt, the little guy, of course, became a celebrity, as we mentioned, through the Twitter account and started tweeting on its imaginary escapades around the city. One entry, got a bagel at H&H Bagels on the Upper West Side. When I ordered, I'll have snakes on a plane, P-L-A-I-N.
I heard what they did.
He said, did not get a laugh. It was a tough crowd. Anyway, now the cobra has a Bookface page, so... all's right with the world. We'll continue that for a while and see how long it gets updated. Hey, there really are alligators in the New York City sewer. Remember, we've always heard that.
Yeah.
AOL News, yes, they still exist, says the gators are actually very realistic sculptures strategically placed popping out of manhole covers around the city. They're on display to promote a new season of the History Channel's Swamp People.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Yeah, you're from the country.
Yeah.
You're walking in Manhattan. It's intimidating enough as it is.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a manhole cover pops up and a fake alligator sticks its head out?
As part of the sculpture display, New Yorkers are being offered samples of Cajun food like swamp rabbit, alligator sauce.
Put a little A1 on there and you...
How about some...
tastes like chicken.
You got a meal.
How about some Nutria sausage?
Hey.
Yeah. As far as real alligators go, New York City officials argued the sewers are not fit as a habitat for alligators. So, Nutria sausage?
There's a lot of places that aren't fit for animal habitation, and yet somehow they still manage.
They find a way to survive and sometimes thrive. So, Barack...
Hussein.
Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Who's president of U.S. America. And I think we all know who he is. I mean, heaven knows we've seen him enough.
All of you know who I am.
Well, he was spotted robbing a bank in Austria yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he gets around.
Actually, obviously, it was a man in a Halloween mask.
Uh-huh.
Police say the unidentified suspect has robbed at least half a dozen banks wearing a mask designed to look like the U.S. American president.
Oh, goodness.
Witnesses say the thug pointed a gun at a bank employee before
They're
jumping in a car.
Back there, right?
Yes, they are. And was that his that fell down? Was that?
Yeah. Was that my?
Yeah, that was his.
We cannot sustain. Oops.
Oops.
Yeah, that's where he dropped his gub.
That's all right.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Betty, they're delicious drinks.
Yeah. What are delicious drinks?
They're delicious drinks.
Anything.
You
come
know,
on.
Yeah. You know he likes pie.
Yeah, he does.
I know you don't have that one, but
yeah,
you know.
He does like pie. That's yeah. right.
That was during the campaign. That's right. He was talking about pie.
Unlike Seinfeld's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that episode the other day.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Going to say, wow, for you to remember that.
Yeah,
so
well,
quickly.
I just
yeah.
saw it the other day.
Oh, okay.
I'm catching up with Seinfeld now. I really am.
It was a pretty funny show the first time around.
I know, but I wasn't a big watcher. But now I am. Okay. It's like a whole new world has opened up.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Strangely,
yeah.
you can watch reruns of that and find it very, very amusing.
Oh, yeah.
At
yeah.
least
I if you've never seen
hello.
It before.
Yeah, it may not be Austria, but he's robbing America.
Thank you, sir.
Too easy.
Political yeah. humor.
So it's April, and not too far off, of course, fairs and festivals. And, of course, that means only one thing. Well, it means a lot of things, but it does mean corn dogs. Yeah.
Mm.
There is some debate
ketchup
over
or
the...
mustard?
Oh, mustard.
Mustard.
Oh, 100%.
Mustard.
Yeah.
One of my grandkids prefers ketchup, but I'm trying to...
I prefer ketchup.
Trying to put her on the straight and narrow, but, yeah. well, okay, y'all can have a party. Yeah.
It's young.
And,
it's a younger people thing.
And it has to be yellow mustard. It has to be.
Yeah, that gray poupon. Well, no, huh, it's got to be the bright yellow mustard.
You talk about a clash of cultures.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really. Do you have any Dijon to put on my corn dog?
Yeah. There is some debate as to the exact origins of the corn dog. An article in the New York Times made reference to corn dog stands as early as 1947. Now, a number of current corn dog vendors lay claim to credit or invention or popularization of the corn dog. And Carl and Neil Fletcher introduced corny dogs at the State Fair of Texas.
Well, sometime yeah,
between
it's deep fried. We're going to serve it.
1938 and 1942. Again, though, they're corny dogs. And it's interesting because regardless of the origin, there is a regional naming preference. In Texas, they're corny dogs.
I was going to say, I'd always heard corny dog.
Yeah, in other places, they are corn dogs. Now, in Australia, a hot dog sausage on a stick, deep fried in batter, is known as a Dagwood dog.
Wow.
Yeah. And in Canada, of course, they don't know anything, corn dogs are referred to as pogo sticks.
Oots.
Yeah. Or
hosers.
Pogos for short.
Pogos.
Yeah. And then there are small corn dogs known as corn puppies and mini corn dogs or corn dog nuggets that sometimes are in restaurants.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what's in the bread.
Anything followed by the word nugget is just, that's cringeworthy
well,
right
now,
there.
Now, I bought at the store little mini corn dogs for the grandkids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're
I mean,
just little squares of corn dog, you know, and they like those.
Well, in that way, they're not eating yeah. an entire one.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But again, on the inside, remember, you really don't know what that is. Unless they're doing Hebrew National corny dogs.
I don't think they're doing
and
that.
And I don't think they do. No, that's probably.
Yeah, or Nathan's. Them, I haven't yeah. seen a Nathan's, yeah. you know, world famous corn dog.
Yeah, if you buy them in a box and they're wrapped in plastic, you can't really be exactly sure what that would be.
Oh, I ate a bunch when I was a kid. Granted, I ended up fat, but it didn't kill me, so.
Write that someplace. That's good. That we need to remember that. That's good for so many things. I ended up fat, but it didn't kill me. All right, let's see what else. You want to hear about managers you can't manage? We don't want to know about it. We already knew that, didn't we?
Oh, speaking of which.
Oh, what?
Have you?
What? Golly. Wow.
I'm sorry. Just
okay.
When you said that, it hit me.
Okay.
Have you seen one of the new State Farm commercials? The Like a Good Neighbor State Farm,
yeah.
you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, where the people pop up, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
no.
Gary Cole?
Oh yeah,
oh,
yeah,
no.
yeah. I have
and
seen that one.
And it's
yeah.
implied that he is Bill Lumber.
Right, right. Oh. He's got the glasses, the mm. got the makeup and everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, he's been on a show. He's been on The Good Wife. He did an arc of about 6 episodes on The Good Wife.
It's Bill Lumber.
Yeah, and of course today is Friday, as you well know.
We find it's always better to fire people on a Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, and remember, next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day.
Okay, got that all covered. That Gary Cole. Really? Well, I'll have to watch for that. That's,
yeah, yeah. And who knows? That YouTube thing may have it. So.
It could. I may have it.
I don't know. They don't have much on there. But,
no,
it's kind of a limited selection.
Yeah, the content is sometimes sadly lacking, but we'll see.
Okay, good. That didn't load up and play. All right, now we have to be humorous for like 15 seconds while I reload this thing. So, yeah, one more time.
Well,
yeah.
Forget it. I've already said, you know, granted, it made me fat, but it didn't kill me. That's right. That's all you get for the week.
And I laughed at that.
Lucky for you, there's only an hour and 12 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, that's true. So now I have to restart.
And for
this.
Tom and me, there's only 12 minutes left in the
show.
That's
right, because that's after that, we bring in, and I don't even know who's here this morning from
company
the
and
Station.
Politicians.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's not working. So it's working well. Okay, we're up to it. Okay, so now, anyways, Chasey, you were telling me that you ate mini corn dogs when you were growing up.
I ate corn dogs. Oh, you know. Okay. But you were talking about what was inside. I mean, no, it's not good for you. And granted, it made me fat, but it didn't kill me.
Lemonade Day is coming to Bryan College Station on May 1st. Hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. We're looking for Bryan and College Station kids, adult partners, and volunteers. Are you in? To learn more and register, go to LemonadeDayBCS.org. That's LemonadeDayBCS.org.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
When was the last time you drove by a beautiful building and marveled, not at the architecture, but at the foundation? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Years ago, our organization added a new building to our campus right outside my office window. From my vantage point, I was able to have a unique perspective. I watched the construction process unfold from the very first shovelful of dirt until the final brick was laid into place nearly a year later. It was fascinating to see the crane operators swing steel beams into place and skilled craftsmen day by day transform the structure's bare bones into a beautiful addition to our campus. But the biggest surprise for me came when I realized that the first 4 months of the project had been dedicated entirely to the foundation. Think of that, a full third of the construction process focused on cement and rebar no one else will ever see. What a testimony to its importance. Without the foundation, the structure it supports would give way under its own weight and eventually crumble altogether. If you think about it, our families really aren't much different, are they? The pressures of life are immense, and that's why we need the foundational principles upon which we build our marriages, parent our kids, and manage our finances to be solid and reliable, like those found in the Bible. After all, storms of adversity will come, and that's when our lives need a strong foundation the most. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Obviously, squirrels can't tell you to get your shocks replaced so that your car stops sooner. So, squirrels everywhere have turned to spray painting stop signs to get their message out. I said squirrels everywhere. Keep your family safe. Monroe Shocks and Struts. And April 1st through May 31st, 2011, purchase 4 qualifying Monroe Shocks or Struts and get the price of 1 unit back by mail and rebate. Restrictions apply. Promotion details available at Monroe.com.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3.125%, 3.22% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-555-TREE today. That's 1-800-555-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Good Friday morning again, everyone. I'm Tom Turpinville. Let's take a look at sports at 7:51. Well, it's the kind of problem that every basketball team wants, those headed to the Final Four anyway. Friends and family wanting tickets. Media wants interviews. Fans want to just stop and chat in the hotel lobby. It's all a demand on time and money. Even Coach Gary Blair is feeling the pinch.
We got to keep winning, for my bonus will pay for all my family getting up there. This is the hardest thing. I've got relatives coming. Even the bus driver that was at Notre Dame 2 years ago has already called us. But this is good. You want your friends and family and people that have helped you along the way to be a part of this. It's special, but it really hurts you in your preparation time. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah, but once the coaches gets the team to themselves on the practice court and in the film room, it's all business.
The most important thing is being able to focus. And when we get to the Final Four, we will take up those kids' cell phones. Okay? We will take them up. And that'll make them mad. But they'll appreciate it later when they see that, hey, we're able to focus on Stanford.
Both A&M and Stanford have their stars, and both have first-team All-Americans. Danielle Adams for Texas A&M, Jeanette Poland for the Cardinal. And Stanford also has the Texas sisters, Jenny and Nemkati Owamiki from Cy-Fair High School. They average 12 and 17 points respectively, and Coach Gary Blair knows about these girls.
The sisters are very good. They play the four and the five, and sometimes they'll play the three because they're so athletic, they're so long, and they're tenacious on the boards on rebounding. They've got all the shots. They run the floor very well, and this might not be the best matchup for Carla just due to their speed that they have out there, but it'd be a great matchup for Danielle. At the same time, they got Poland, who is an All-American at the point guard, a senior, who's had the best year of all their perimeter players. Then Peterson, their 6'3 wing player, who's outstanding. She makes great decisions. We got our hands full.
Aggies and Stanford, a little after 6 on Sunday. The UConn will meet Notre Dame at 8:30 on Sunday, and the winners will meet for the championship Tuesday night at 7:30. You can hear all the Aggie games on 1150 AM The Zone or at RadioAggieland.com. Good luck to them. The Final Four men's teams have all made it to Houston. They're continuing preparation for the semifinals, which will be tomorrow on CBS. Butler and Virginia Commonwealth play the opener Saturday night. That's an 8 seed versus an 11 seed. And then the nightcap at Reliant Stadium will pit the 3rd seed UConn against the 4th seed Kentucky. A&M baseball team takes a 1-game lead in the Big 12 race, back on the road this weekend where they will meet Kansas State in Manhattan tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. The Aggies are 7-0 in midweek games now, and they've won 7 in a row. They now stand at 20-5 for the year and rank 5th in one poll. Kansas State is 15-9 and struggling at 1-5. In the Big 12. We'll have the game for you on 1620 WTAW tonight with the pregame starting a little bit after 6. A&M Consolidated soccer teams are in the playoffs. They're both in the area round of Class 5A tonight. The girls will be at the Waco ISD Stadium at 5:30 as they take on Lake Highlands. The boys will be at Memorial Stadium in Ennis as they take on McKinney Boyd. Good luck to both of them. All-American linebacker Von Miller of A&M will attend the NFL draft, even though he's a plaintiff in a lawsuit against the league to stop the lockout. The A&M player said yesterday he will be at Radio City Music Hall and is looking forward to being part of the festivities. Some draft analysts are saying that Miller could be drafted as high as 2nd when the draft comes along. He also is part of the 10-player antitrust suit filed against the NFL on March 11th. Along with players like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees. The former personal shopper for Barry Bonds has testified at his perjury trial that she saw the all-time home run leader getting an injection from his trainer. Kathy Hoskins was the first eyewitness to testify that Bonds' personal trainer, Greg Anderson, injected the slugger. She said she witnessed the injection at Bonds' Bay Area home in 2002. And Texas A&M will host the 3rd annual Big 12 Equestrian Championships today and Saturday at the Brazos County Expo Center. A&M is the top-ranked team in the country and the top-seeded team in this championship. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
If you drive a European car, You don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. Saturday, April 2nd, producing eggs at home is a growing interest. Learn about equipment, housing needs, and managing your flock for nutrition and protection this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's a couple of minutes till. We're doing this story because Chase asked me to. Anyway. A new poll predicts that Justin Bieber will be in rehab before he's 30.
Really?
Yeah. Well. 60 Minutes in Vanity Fair asked 11,000 people in a phone poll about the teen dream's future. 30% think he'll be drying out in a facility in the next 13 years.
Is that good. Sad? Give the guy a break.
Golly! That is really sad. What does that say about us as a society, man? 20% thought he would still be packing arenas, while 18% figured he'll be married and out of the business by then. Well, he'll be richer than he is now, we know that, but gee whiz. Money may not buy happiness, but beauty buys both money and happiness. That according to a survey, a study that was gauging happiness and attractiveness. Among 25,000 people worldwide, economists at UT Austin analyzed data from five large surveys conducted between 1971 and 2009 in U.S. America, Canada, Germany, and Britain. They found that beautiful people are generally happier than just us plain Jane folks, and they say it's the economic benefit that results from that beauty that accounts for at least half of the extra happiness that those good-looking people have. Numerous studies have shown that beauty helps you budget by providing greater wealth in several ways. Better-looking people generally earn more money and marry those who are better-looking, and they make more money. So,
yes.
There.
There you go.
All right. We're
indeed.
All just standing out on the outside looking in. Hey, you just finished your sports, so let's mention, this is kind of cool, I think. Terry Cashman will perform his 1981 classic, Talkin' Baseball, at the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies in Cooperstown.
Right.
July the
23rd. He's actually going to be specially inducted into the Hall
of
Fame.
Well, it's a neat little song. The original version of the song was a musical history of Major League Baseball from the
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Finding work is a little less work these days. Unemployment falls to a two-year low. Fox News Radio's Jessica Stone has a just-out report live in Washington.
And Dave, the March jobs report shows the economy added 216,000 jobs, better than expected. This is now the sixth straight month that companies have added jobs. The unemployment rate also down slightly to 8.8%. That is the lowest level since March of 2009. Analysts say this means the American economy is still gradually recovering, though by no means taking off, Dave.
Jessica, rally in Libya. Supporting Gaddafi as his military keeps attacking rebels. An opposition leader says they would consider what the UN demands, a ceasefire, if Gaddafi backs out of rebel-held areas and allows peaceful protests. Now, NATO keeps targeting Gaddafi's forces, but U.S. warplanes won't be, not taking part in airstrikes starting Sunday.
We believe that our allies actually have the capabilities to continue to degrade his military capabilities.
Defense Secretary Gates says the idea all along is for America to play a support role. Ohio becomes the second state to restrict public union collective bargaining, but the fight isn't over there or in Wisconsin. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Dave, Ohio public workers can negotiate wages, but not health care, sick time, or pension benefits. Governor John Kasich has signed the bill.
This is not an effort to punish anybody. This is an effort, again, to restore balance.
Opponents say they'll get it on the November ballot for a vote. A Wisconsin county judge who says that state's collective bargaining law is not in effect yet will hear testimony today on whether the state's open meetings law was violated during passage of the bill. Dave?
Jennifer, this is no joke in the Northeast.
April Fool's Day. We're getting bombed with snow.
She's in New York. New England's getting it, too. The spring storm could dump nearly a foot of snow in some areas. Over 20,000 without power in New Hampshire. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes, because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
Batteries Plus is trimming the cost of lawn and garden batteries. Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $5 on a new battery for your riding lawnmower, cordless trimmer, weed whacker, leaf blower, and more. Batteries Plus, the replace it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Offer valid on Extreme Lawn and Garden batteries only. Offer good through May 31st, 2011. Other exclusions may apply.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, now through May 31st, and receive $5 off select lawn and garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
Mom, I'm bored.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brass's Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brass's Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. If your business wants to reach active parents and families with your advertising message, find out more about Brass's Family Magazine. Call Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Grandma, can you answer the phone?
Oh, Boobula, I am so proud of you for starting your own business.
Thanks, Grandma. Can you answer the phone?
If you have a growing business, then you need AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You're going to need someone to answer those phones.
That's why I hired you.
List as many jobs as you like for one low price and start getting qualified local employees in minutes.
I swear those rings sound like they're coming from my fanny.
That's because you're sitting on the phone. Bless you.
I think I put someone on hold.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Six degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. It's brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service and winner of the prestigious Top Gun Award. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Local members of the state legislature and both legislative education committees should get mail and phone calls from residents of the College Station School District. That follows a presentation last night from Superintendent Eddie Colson.
Anytime there's a legislative year, there's some uncertainty. This certainly much more uncertainty this time around than normal times. As a school district, we always knew at a minimum what we would get. This time around, we don't know as a minimum what we may get, and so it makes it very, very difficult to plan.
Colson says if the district has to draw from its reserves, the legislature should use its rainy day fund. You can read what CSISD is doing now and the plans for the next two school years on our website at WTAW.com. There are new developments in a three-vehicle crash earlier this week on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station.
Sadly, we were notified that the driver of vehicle number two, Lily Bayless, passed away at the College Station Medical Center. And, we hated to hear that, and it was, we're continuing our investigation into the accident.
College Station Police Officer Rhonda Seaton says an accident reconstruction team will be out Sunday morning in the northbound lanes of the freeway from the Harvey Road on-ramp toward University Drive. A College Station police officer was treated and released for injuries he suffered in the accident. A third driver was also treated and ticketed for failure to control speed. A three-month-old from Bryan is hospitalized in Temple, and the baby's father is in jail following his arrest after allegedly injuring his son. 31-year-old Jason Sanders of Bryan is accused of breaking his son's jaw, resisting arrest, and aggravated assault on a police officer. Bryan PD's John Agnew says officers were sent to St. Joseph Health Center Wednesday night to meet with the mother.
The mother explained to officers that she was away from the house when she came back and her husband
was watching the child. She had noticed that the child had bruising on the child's face. Well, the next day, the bruising had gotten worse, so she had taken the child to the hospital.
The mother said Sanders told her the injuries were the result of the baby hitting himself in his crib. Police went to the home to visit with the father, who would answer questions only if everyone stayed outside the front door. While the wife, their pastor, and five police officers were outside, Sanders confessed to slapping the baby two times across the face because he was being fussy and impossible to soothe. When a detective told Sanders he needed to come outside to be arrested, the man reached around his back where he possibly had a weapon. That's when the officers entered the apartment, one firing a taser twice before Sanders was in handcuffs. He's being held on bonds totaling $31,000. College Station motorists were caught in a longer traffic snag than usual Thursday afternoon at Texas Avenue and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. City officials say one of the yellow left turn lights stopped functioning. That meant the signal would have gone straight from green to red had the system not defaulted to blinking red until repairs could be made. Signal problems combined with westbound traffic down to one lane because of the construction of the hike and bike trail. All of that caused longer than usual delays. It's called House Bill 1, also known as the budget, and with this year's tough economic times, expect even more differences in the House and Senate versions of the state spending plan.
The bill that we're going to send over to the Senate is $77 billion, and they want to spend upwards of $88 billion. So, of course, everything changes on the appropriations bill when it gets to conference, and what we get back will be a different bill than what we send over there. And we expect that. It happens every session.
State Representative Fred Brown of Bryan says even with a so-called supermajority in the House, Republicans are not necessarily united. He says the influx of freshman Tea Party Republicans who don't want to spend any of the state's rainy day fund means there's likely to be strong dissent in the House before the final bill is voted on. And for the better part of the last year, chemically produced drugs like K2 that are similar to marijuana have been available in Brazos County outside the city limits of Bryan and College Station, but the Texas House has passed and sent on to the Senate a statewide ban. Florence Shapiro of Plano is the Senate sponsor.
There's no beneficial or legitimate use for these products, and it is critical that Texas join at least 16 other states that have already banned this very dangerous substance.
Shapiro says the punishment for possessing K2 would be similar to having the real thing. WTAW News Time is 8:09, 59 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mr. Electric. More news coming up about 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. Delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair, as well as a 24-hour immediate response service. Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Your local Mr. Electric has recently been recognized with the prestigious Top Gun Award, given only to the best Mr. Electric franchises. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do.
Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy too.
Schulte Roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. The home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Sunshine will continue today, and so will warm temperatures right into the weekend. We should be partly sunny across the area today. We'll find our highs around 85. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop down to 65. Partial sun for tomorrow. Temperatures near 85 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65 to 70. For Sunday, we'll see sunshine. I think we'll find Sunday's highs between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go. It's 8:11. You know what? Stephen Hawking's going to be here this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the rumor.
I got two tickets.
Yes.
I got two tickets.
It's sold out.
It is.
Yeah, you can't get a ticket anywhere.
Yes, you can. We've got tickets.
golly, I knew it. I knew
That's
it.
That's right.
Did you steal tickets again?
So there's a trivia question involved.
Okay.
What sports team was he on in college? 695-1620. 695-1620. What's the answer?
What's the question?
That's too bad. What's the answer?
695-1620.
Okay. 695-1620.
That sounded like Scott.
What college team was he on when he's in college? 695-1620.
What college team was he on when he was in college?
Yeah, what sports team?
What sports team? Okay. What sports team was he on? 695-1620. Got that? Then I got the last pair of tickets. What's the answer?
How about the chess team?
No, it wasn't the chess team. We play them, by the way, in 2012. Oh. 2016, don't we? Yeah. All right. Hi there. What's the answer?
How about the chess team?
Hello. Yeah, hello.
Turn down your radio.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Turn down your radio.
And then dial 695-1620, and we'll let you know.
But then turn it back up when you're finished talking.
If you got the right answer, 695-1620. What team was he on in college? What's the answer?
Debate team.
Nope, thank you.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
Yeah.
Did you read about the lottery winners who came forward? Pretty interesting story.
I saw a couple of them on TV. Yeah.
Hello, what's the answer?
Rugby.
Nope, thanks. Not rugby. 695-1620. What's the answer?
He's on the rowing team.
That's right, he was on the rowing team. Way to go.
I was going to say, it's British. You know,
this is Bill Mills here.
Bill Mills here. Is that Mills here or just Bill Mills?
Just Bill Mills.
What do you do, Bill Mills?
I work with the Ocean Drilling Program at Texas A&M.
Oh, good. Do you want to go see this guy?
Oh, I sure do.
Well, guess what? You got tickets. You know where we're located?
I sure do.
All right, very good. Thanks, Bill. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yep, bye. He was on the rowing team. Wasn't very popular in school, so he decided he'd go do that. And he called it an adventure.
Mm.
And it hurt his studies, though, because he had to spend 6 afternoons a week practicing. Anyhow, worked out okay for him. He's a pretty smart guy. I don't know if it had anything to do with rowing.
Uh-huh.
Wedding traditions? You want to hear a few wedding traditions?
Sure.
How we got wedding traditions?
Why the heck not?
Yeah, because, you know, it's Friday. Why do people tie cans to the back of married couples' cars?
Because after you drink all that beer, you got to do something with them.
What did they do, cans before they did shoes?
Well, this tradition actually started in the Tudor period of England. As the bride and groom would leave in their carriage, wedding guests would throw shoes at them because that was considered to be good luck. Well, obviously, today, if you did that, that'd be a lawsuit because there's bound to be an attorney at the wedding. So what they would do is they would tie them to the car instead, and then since they figured that walking home in one shoe was not much fun, Americans, U.S. Americans, started using aluminum cans.
I see. There you go.
Why is it bad luck for the groom to see the bride on their wedding day?
Oh.
Common American tradition seems so sweet, but its origins, in fact, not too nice. For hundreds of years, fathers arranged their daughters' marriages by offering money to young men. However, if daddy's little girl wasn't exactly maximum cover material, daddy might decide to search for prospective grooms in nearby towns for obvious reasons. When these men showed up on wedding day, not having seen their future brides before, it was common for them to flee the scene. So the tradition is that it's bad luck for you to see.
I see.
Bride. And finally, how do we get a ring finger? When Americans, U.S. Americans, call the ring finger the left hand, you know, the one by the pinky, it's not the same in other parts of the world. In fact, in some parts of India, wedding bands are worn on the thumb. In 3rd century Greece, the ring finger was the index finger, but later the Greeks believed that the third finger on the person's hand was connected directly to the heart by a root called the vein of love. So the Western tradition today. But you'll find people in Europe, for instance, who wear their wedding ring on the right hand. Depends on their religion. Okay, with that,
there you go.
Moving on with our information block. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station. Top that, Stephen Hawking and the rowing team.
Well, here's what I don't know. I'm uncertain about this. Is this an April Fool's joke or is this real?
All right.
I was listening to every word you were saying. However, I was working the jumble as well. And it says on here, attention readers, after today, jumble will no longer be featured in newspapers. That's a joke, right? That's April Fool's.
Because they're kind of fun people anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I can't believe that would be the case.
All right.
If not, there'll be a giant two-minute void in your life every
day. You got that right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, brought a guest today.
Good.
Sheila McQueen here to tell us about the Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event that is coming up later this very month.
That's it. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are
you? This is something that's good. This is something people mark their calendars for now.
That's right. They look forward to this.
Hopefully, there are a lot of them out there who know the drill, but there's some people who don't, so let's kind of explain what this is all about.
That's true. April 23rd is the event. It will be happening from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the University Services Building in College Station. You know, you enter the site, and it's like a one-way road leading to the event. So there are different lines that we put you through, different lanes for different things. You drive through. We unload it for you so you don't even have to get out of your cars. And then you just exit. So there are no waiting in lines at this location.
So now let's say, and I know computers have become a big deal that you've done in the last few years.
Yes, it has.
But let's say it's a mixed group. You've got some computer stuff, but then you've got paint and pesticides and things like that. So how does that work?
We'll put you in the far left lane. It's closest to the hazardous waste, you know, where they sort all the hazardous waste and the computers as well.
Okay. So. But if you have some other things that are specific, you kind of break them up.
Yeah, kind of break them up.
And you've got it down to a pretty good science, I have to say. This works out well. Now, what time does it start in the morning?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
So if you're going to the event, we don't give the physical address because people will get confused on that day. So if you're going to the event, just take Harvey Road going east. You're going to pass Veterans Park. Make the first left right after Veterans Park.
Okay. All right. Look for that, and the signs will be there. And since, as you say, you don't have to get out of your car.
That's right.
A couple few things that you shouldn't be taking.
No tires. No household garbage, anything like that. But we will be accepting medical waste. A lot of people don't know that. Medical waste and old medications, and the regular stuff, paint, computers, you know, any household chemicals and anything that's pretty much hazardous, we'll take.
Okay, so over-the-counter and prescription medications,
yes,
if you want to get rid of it, and they really don't want you to be dumping that in the water system.
That's
what you're trying to keep from doing. Okay, if they want some more information, someplace on the web?
Yes, they can visit cstx.gov/HHW.
Okay, good. Thank you, Sheila. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Now, let's do this. If for some reason they can't, do you know when the next one's going to be?
It's going to be October 9th, I believe. All October, right. It's that... first weekend in October.
Okay.
Second weekend in October, I'm sorry.
Second weekend in October will be the 8th. You have
the
to
eighth.
On that Saturday. Okay, good. Thanks. I appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you.
All right. What else you got for me?
Well, if you have a young person in your life who may need some summertime employment, then maybe consider being a lifeguard in College Station.
Oh.
All right. It's flexible hours, pretty good working environment, $8.70 an hour. That's not a bad thing.
Sure.
So you can apply online today at csjobs.cstx.gov. So if you apply, you have to attend one of the orientations, and that way you get to find out more, and we get to find out more about you. And so we hope you consider being a lifeguard in the city of College Station this summer.
All right. That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Visit with the folks from College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928 Twin City Coffee Service.
Texas A&M basketball team is headed to Indianapolis for the Final Four. The Aggies play Stanford on Sunday. Post-game this past Tuesday night, A&M beating Baylor head coach Gary Blair.
This team is not about one person. When Daniel Adams only played and scored 6 points, I believe, in the ball game, she was the happiest person for her teammates. And that's why a lot of kids want to play at Texas A&M, because of our system and how we use kids. And we'll run the offense through anybody that's hot. So if it's little Sydney Carter at 5'6", she's going to get the majority of the plays. If it's Tyra White at 6 foot tall that had 29 at Baylor, we'll run it through there. If it's Daniel Adams, we'll run it through there. And Colson will direct the show.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Gary Blair, the Aggies in the Final Four. They take on Stanford this coming Sunday in Indianapolis. To follow the Aggies, listen to this radio station or go to AggieAthletics.com. Welcome to Inside Aggie Athletics, brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Today's feature is coming up. Aggie students, head coach Mike Sherman and your Fighting Texas Aggie football team want you to be their guest coach for the annual Maroon and White football game, April 16th. As a guest coach, you'll have the opportunity to meet with Coach Sherman and help your team prepare for the game. You'll also be able to give your team a pregame pep talk and coach from the sidelines of historic Kyle Field. For rules and instructions on how to be a student guest coach, visit AggieAthletics.com. Deadline Monday, April the 11th. Are you ready? Texas A&M baseball team has traveled to Manhattan, Kansas for three games against Kansas State starting at 6:30 tonight, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and 1 o'clock on Sunday. The broadcast of the games in the local market on our flagship station, WTAW, 1620 AM. Yesterday, our head coach Rob Childress here on the report talking about Kyle Nicholson. And today we have Kyle Nicholson on the show. And first of all, talks about what happened to him since he left Texas A&M after the 2007 season.
In 2007, I was drafted by the San Francisco Giants. I went and played in their minor league system for, you know, 3.5 years till this past year, 2010, was my final season. While I was with them, I had two arm surgeries, one on my shoulder, Tommy John, or one on my elbow, which was Tommy John. And then I had labrum and rotator cuff this past September, and I just have decided to hang them up and further my career as a coach. And Coach Childress, you know, giving me a great opportunity to come back to Texas A&M, and I'm working with the as the grad assistant and taking grad school classes right now.
That was former Texas A&M pitcher Kyle Nicholson, now back in a special role with head coach Rob Childress and the Aggie baseball program. Kyle last pitched at A&M in the 2007 season. That's the Inside Aggie Report, brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. I'm Dave South. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
What percentage of Americans under the age of 44 would you guess read a book last year? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Hey, it's Taryn from the Twisted Tea Brewing Company, and I'm downtown at a festival sampling people on the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Here, try a Twisted Tea. It's really refreshing.
Wait, what is it?
Twisted Tea. It's a hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
Here, try a Twisted Tea.
Whoa, this does taste like real iced tea.
Yeah, but Twisted Tea has a kick.
Hey, can I have another Twisted Tea?
Sorry, only one Twisted Tea sample per person.
Well, then can I get one for my buddy?
Twisted Tea. Twisted Tea, the hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
It's quite common today for children to have a TV in their bedroom, and yet...
If children under six have TV in their bedrooms, they are, one, less likely to read than other children, that they are more likely to smoke later on, and that they are more likely to be obese.
Susan Jacoby, author of the book The Age of American Unreason.
First of all, studies show, again, large studies, that children who watch video, not just TV, but video, more than 2 hours a day, their vocabulary develops later, they have less vocabulary, they're less likely to read.
This is all part of what Susan sees as a dumbing down of America. Listen to this statistic about people who read books.
The National Endowment for the Arts issued a study which of Americans under 44, older people read more, of Americans under 44, fewer than half read a single book last year, any book.
So how do we combat this problem?
there's one thing that's really encouraged me. I have gotten literally thousands of emails from parents of young children, and this suggests to me that more people are worried about this than I thought were. One way you can combat this is you have to start, first of all, with being conscious of how you spend your own time and what you have your children spend time on.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Kishenka. The economy continued to add jobs at a sustained pace in March, pushing the unemployment rate to its lowest level in 2 years. Payrolls rose by 216,000, while the unemployment rate, which is obtained from a separate household survey, edged down to 8.8%. Comerica Bank chief economist Dana Johnson says it's a solid report.
Second in a row that really shows broad-based private sector gains in jobs and another downtick in the unemployment rate. Not much to complain about here.
Corn is king. Farmers are responding to high crop prices by planning significant increases in plantings of corn, wheat, and cotton this spring. The U.S. Agriculture Department says farmers intend to plant 5% more acres of corn this year than last, which would be the second largest planting since World War II. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a solid opening this morning. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials fell 31. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Well, only 2 weeks now until Tax Day, and the United Way and their affiliates are at it again. Helping you fill out tax forms, doing it for you for free if you qualify. And it's happening again for a fourth year. Kay Parker of the United Way tells you all about it.
The tax hike started 4 years ago in a partnership between United Way of the Brazos Valley and Brazos Valley Workforce Solutions. Citibank is one of our partners. The city of Bryan has been a great partner, and I think it goes back to the old saying that truly it does take a village. The reason that the tax hike is so important is that there are many low to moderate income families that leave a lot of money on the table every year. It's estimated in our region there could be as much as $5 million left in unearned credits. So families that are making less than $50,000, number one, they can come to the tax site and we can prepare your taxes for free. And just a really basic, simple tax return with a W-2 could cost you up to $125. And then when you start doing all the other forms attached to it, like child tax credit, earned income credit, making work pay credit, and all those forms, it can get up to $200-$300. So you can save a lot of money just right off the bat from coming to the tax center and doing it for free. And then there's lots of credits that you can receive on the earned income credit. Anyway, there's a lot of credits that you can receive, and we can help you get those. And it can really increase your tax return. So, you know, it helps you, it helps the community, it helps the economy for you to come in and get your taxes prepared for free.
So Kay Parker gave you the basic information, but how do you know if you qualify? And if you do, how do you make an appointment? Where do you call? What do you do? Well, here's Kay Parker.
Well, the easiest thing to do if you want to get your taxes prepared is to call 211. And they will do a quick screening for you, and then they will tell you where the tax site is, which, by the way, it's on East 29th Street at the Center for Regional Services. And they'll tell you the days and the hours of operation. We're open 3 days a week. And then we also have other ad hoc sites. We're going to be at Neal Recreation Center and the Lincoln House of Hope. We were just at Habitat last Saturday. And then we're also new this year. We're in Brenham, Texas, once a week, every Wednesday. So they can give you the hours of operation and the dates and times. And then they'll send you a reminder letter, which lists everything on there that you need to bring, things like your W-2s, any 1099s that you may have, a photo ID, Social Security cards for you and every member that you're going to claim as a dependent, and just other things that you might need to bring with you.
And Kay Parker says if you have a refund coming, you can get it pretty quickly.
Most everything is electronically filed. And if you have a checking account, and we can help you get one if you don't, if you have a checking account, that is usually in your account in less than 10 days.
So just call 211. The tax site is on 29th Street and open Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday from 9 to 1. I'm Tom Turberville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, attorneys at law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 8:31, 59 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 86 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. They sell and service fun, not tractors, across from Ducky's in Bryan. The belt tightening has already started in the College Station School District. Superintendent Eddie Colson told an audience at a special meeting Thursday the legislature could reduce state funding between $6 million and $16 million over the next 2 years.
That will mean dramatic reductions to our programs and dramatic reductions in the number of people that we have to support our school district. I think people heard that tonight, and I think that they understand that in order to make a difference, they have to be involved in the legislative process as well. And to convince the legislators, make education a priority, use the rainy day fund, fix the margins tax, do the things that you have to do to make sure that public education in Texas remains strong.
A list of what CSISD is doing now and proposes for the next 2 years can be seen on our website with this story, WTAW.com. A crash earlier this week on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station has taken the life of a Caldwell woman. Police say 79-year-old Lily Bayless died Wednesday. She was the driver in the middle of the chain reaction mishap. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the investigation continues from the Tuesday morning wreck.
We actually have plans to reconstruct the accident on Sunday morning. If we do it like we normally do it, it'll be earlier Sunday morning, and there probably will be lane closures in the area. So Highway 6 between Harvey and University Drive, kind of expect that.
A College Station police officer was treated for injuries and released following the incident. A third driver was treated for incapacitating injuries and cited for failure to control speed. A Bryan man is accused of slapping his three-month-old son hard enough to break the baby's jaw. 31-year-old Jason Sanders was also arrested for hitting one of five police officers involved in getting him under control.
At which time he resisted arrest and assaulted one of the officers by punching him in the face. He continued to resist officers' arrest. They eventually had to deploy a taser to subdue him.
Bryan Police Officer John Agnew says the infant, who is hospitalized in Temple, was first brought to St. Joseph Health Center by his mother. She told officers her husband said the baby hurt himself in his crib. One of the longer commuter waits in College Station has been aggravated in recent weeks, but the intersection of Texas Avenue and Harvey Mitchell Parkway was really a drag Thursday afternoon when the traffic signals went to four-way blinking red. City officials say it was either a wiring problem or having to replace a bulb. The backup was especially irritating for westbound motorists who already have only one lane approaching the intersection because of construction of a hike and bike trail. The Texas House of Representatives is first attempting to balance the state's books before moving on to the budget for the next biennium. State Representative Fred Brown of Bryan says just because there's a so-called supermajority of Republicans in the House doesn't mean everyone with an R after their name is on the same page.
We do have 101 of the 150 votes, and but the difference now is we have a lot of the Tea Party candidates that came in the freshman class, and of course they're totally opposed to spending any of the rainy day fund, so there will be some type of fight over that when the bill comes back from the Senate.
Lawmakers are looking at using part of the rainy day fund to close a budget gap for this biennium. Brown also expects large differences of opinion in the House's $77 billion proposed budget versus the Senate's $88 billion proposal. And the days are numbered for retailers in Brazos County outside of Bryan and College Station selling K2 and similar synthetic drugs. State Senator Florence Shapiro of Plano is sponsoring a statewide ban, saying K2 and its cousins are more dangerous than marijuana.
And the combination of some of the things they put into this is deadly. I mean, we don't know what it can do.
The bill, which has passed the House, calls for those caught with K2 facing similar punishment as those having marijuana. WTAW News Time, 8:35, 59 degrees right now. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. State Senator Steve Ogden is our guest coming up next. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Polaris Fun Center doesn't just have a line of ATVs and side-by-sides. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has a whole family of machines built to handle anything you could need, whether it be for trail, hunt, work, or performance. At the head of the pack are the Sportsman XP, the Ranger XP, and the Razor XP, all built for extreme performance. Now, through April 30th at Polaris Fun Center, you can get these three extreme machines during one extreme event. It's the Polaris XP sales event, and we're giving up to $1,000 in rebates on select models. Plus, add in some amazing financing with rates as low as 3.99% or even 6 months no interest. So get down to Polaris Fun Center in Bryan today, because with deals this extreme, these machines won't be around long. The Polaris XP sales event, going on now at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Visit Polaris.com for more offer details, or visit Polaris Fun Center at 1517 South Texas Avenue across from Ducky's in Bryan. The all-new Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, where we sell and service fun, not tractors.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Call 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
During the overnight, a few clouds will continue sticking around. It'll be partly cloudy with a low near 60. Partly sunny skies for the day on Friday. Temperatures will also be warmer than today, as we're expecting them to reach the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, not as cool for Friday night. Lows will be in the mid to upper 60s. And a very nice day for Saturday as we start the weekend. It'll be partly sunny and very warm with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm Deb Davidson, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. So Stephen Hawking on the rowing team at Oxford. I didn't even ask what college you went to.
You almost had the right forecast there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did say Saturday. It was Deb Davidson, wasn't it?
Well, it was the overnight forecast for Friday, for Thursday night.
No. So, well, yeah. I thought it said 8 o'clock in the morning. That's why I loaded up. Could be wrong. So anyway, we found that out, and then we found out that Steve Ogden's still in Austin. Usually you're back in Bryan College Station on Friday. What's the deal?
Well, it's April 1st.
Yeah.
And
has somebody played a joke on you yet already? It's only, yeah.
That's right. It's April Fool's.
Yeah, right.
But we're now into the last 60 days or so of the session. I mean, we've got April and May, and I need to be over here 5 days a week instead of four.
Yeah.
So starting April, I'm going to be over here 5-6 days a week.
All right, so yesterday the House was able to, take care of the deficit from last year's budget. Is that right? And now they're going to look ahead and see what they can do about the next
year. Yeah, that's right. And what that bill does is it goes ahead and makes the budget cuts in the current fiscal year that we've been talking about now for 6 months. Plus, it spends a little over $3 billion out of the rainy day fund to get the books to balance. And I don't know what we're going to do with that bill when it gets over here, because it may change a little bit.
yeah, that's probably an understatement, isn't it?
That's right. So, but not ready to talk about what kind of changes we're going to make, other than I think the budget cuts will stay.
We talked to Fred Brown yesterday, and what's new and different, you know, he had said, is all these members who are members of the Tea Party, if you will,
yeah,
who didn't want to touch the rainy day fund, who wanted to slash and cut, are starting to possibly have some of that reality settle in on them now.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's like everything else, is as you get more information, a little bit more experience, your opinions can change. And one of the things that I think, having run for re-election and having addressed many of these quote Tea Party issues in the district, because it's Tea Party's alive and well in the district,
mm-hmm,
the Tea Party's anger was much more focused in Washington D.C. than it's in the state of Texas. And I think, to a certain extent, members who've been elected have gotten confused signals, because I don't really think the message in last election from the Tea Party was slash and burn state government. It was basically stop raising taxes and quit spending in D.C. That was the message I heard.
Right. We've had Steve Ogden joining us this morning from Austin. This morning we had Eddie Colson on, speaking at least for the College Station School District, but voicing, echoing a concern that all superintendents have, and that is that they just don't feel like they can live with the largest cuts that have been discussed in Austin.
Yeah, and, you know, but yes, they can.
Okay.
In the Senate, we're not even talking about cuts. I think one of the things that surprises people is that the cuts that are being talked about with respect to school funding are really less of an increase than what the statute suggests. So the cut is not as big of an increase as we're used to. And I think the voters kind of rejected that kind of notion that a cut is, that an increase is a cut because it's not as big as it was supposed to be.
Right.
In the Texas Senate, state appropriations for public education that we approved last week are $1.5 billion higher than what we're doing in the current biennium. So at least the Texas Senate is not talking about cutting public education funding at all. Now, that doesn't mean that the budgets are not tight, because you do have inflationary pressures and you do have growth pressures. And I readily admit that the increase in funding doesn't cover all of the additional costs associated with inflation and growth, but it's not a cut.
Now, yesterday, Senate Finance Committee, you voted $4.3 billion in health spending for for 12 and 13.
You know, I'm impressed, because it started out at 4.8, and at the end I cut it back to 4.3, and you picked it up. I did it in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure anybody noticed.
Well, got that. It was written down. It was written down someplace for me, so I was able to.
I am impressed.
Well, thank you. Okay, but again, there are a lot of people who think that they thought they were going to get more back in there, and so of course, as you would expect, when you're standing there before the guys and gals with the money, you'd like to get more.
Well, the area of more is primarily with Medicaid. And what we did yesterday is we restored $4.3 billion in general revenue and about $8 billion in all funds to Health and Human Services above the base bill, which is a lot of money. But based on what I'm told, it still doesn't fully fund the anticipated cost associated with Medicaid, because Medicaid is an entitlement. And what that means is that we can't cap spending on Medicaid. If we participate in this program with the federal government, if you show up and you're entitled, you get the service regardless of how much money we've appropriated. And what I'm told right now is that without some relief from the federal government or some statutory changes, we're still underfunding Medicaid by about $3 billion. And how I'm going to cover that, I'm not sure yet, but it's something that we're going to have to address.
Now,
so when we talk about more money in Health and Human Services, it's really how much more money do we need to put into Medicaid?
Last week we talked about it before, but as recently as last week, you mentioned that you're going to introduce a constitutional amendment about having the ability to raise the state fuel tax up to a maximum of 5 cents. So we were discussing this earlier this morning, as we have the president earlier this week talking about we need to move to hybrid technology, electric cars, that sort of thing. Is there anything to indicate that, yes, that tax can go up, but there'll be fewer gallons of fuel used in the future, and so that tax might not reach the revenue projections, say, 5, 7, 8, 12 years down the road?
Well, the gasoline tax that I'm talking about has to do with covering debt service on bonds.
Right.
So it's not directly connected to any kind of growth in revenue because we're using more gasoline or not. It's what does the tax need to be to pay debt service? And it can go up and down. It doesn't have to be 5 cents. It's whatever the debt service requires.
But as you float more bonds, there'd be more money.
If we float more bonds, yes. But one of the criticisms of the gasoline tax is exactly what you said, and that is that people have said that it's a user tax, but if users are using less fuel because the cars are more efficient, or they're not using fuel at all, the tax may disappoint. And I I can't fix that today, but it's a legitimate long-term concern about how much should we rely on gasoline taxes to pay for the roads.
Sure. Finally, let's talk about something. It's a local issue that is going to be affected by what happened in the Senate this week, and that is, folks remember that some of the numbers as far as salaries at BTU could not be released, and that was going to have to take a legislative change in Austin. Y'all voted on that this week, huh?
Well, I initially introduced legislation to repeal the provisions in the statute that gave public utilities confidentiality on competitive matters. I just said, let's just repeal it. I don't think they need it. Mm. But there were over 70 public utilities that were affected by that statutory change, and my staff went to work with them and basically the open government advocates and produced a bill yesterday that will no longer allow public utilities to keep salaries secret. I mean, it eliminates that ability to do that. And it was embraced by all the different entities that are interested in the bill, so that bill's going to pass.
Wow.
Out of the Senate, probably unanimously.
Interesting.
And I that was a pleasant surprise because I thought that thing was going to be pretty controversial, and my staff did a really good job of working through those issues, and I'm happy to say that at least right now all sides on that issue were pretty well happy with what we did.
What's going to happen between now and next Friday?
Well, we're going to see. The big news is the House is probably going to be in session all weekend, and they'll be sending two major pieces of legislation, actually essential piece of legislation, over to the Senate. The one we talked about earlier about covering the current deficit, and the other one is the budget for the next 2 years. And the spotlight will shift to us about, okay, what are y'all going to do with this? So that's what we're going to do next week.
All right, and what, a couple of weeks for you to get it hashed out on your side, you think?
I think I'll be able to do is I'm going to try to vote the Senate's version of the appropriations bill out of the Senate either Holy Thursday or Good Friday.
Oh, all right, there you go. You
so that's we got, I guess, about 3 weeks.
All right. You heard it here first, as you do a lot of stuff. Hey, thanks for the time, Steve.
Okay, see you.
All right, bye.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
At Homestead Senior Care, we know life is full of decisions. But choosing between attending a child's soccer game or taking an aging parent to the doctor shouldn't be one of them. I'm David Guest with Homestead. Our caregivers work with you and your entire family to ensure that your loved ones receive the highest quality non-medical care available while helping you find more time in your own busy schedule. For solutions that benefit the entire family, call 268-6880 or visit homestead.com/BCS and find out why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
10 Tail News Talk 1620, WTAW. You know, we try to be sensitive here on the radio show whenever possible.
Absolutely. Especially toward wait staff.
Sure. Is that W-E-I-G-H-T?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Why? Is there a problem?
Prejudice against the overweight is now global, according to a new study, which says that the
fat
stigma has spread to places where plumpness used to be an asset.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Victorian England?
Yeah. Okay, once again, Chase Murphy, April 1st, 2011. It made me fat, but it didn't kill me. That's golden.
I'm glad you like that. I mean, that was just right off the top of the head.
I understand.
Yeah. It's not like I wrote that on the back of my hand and said, I'm going to use this one this morning.
Some of those work. Researchers from Arizona State University, no time soon, thank goodness, tested the...
I don't know. It probably
take them. Yeah, we take them in a few sports.
Get them.
Yeah, okay.
Plus, they bring all the co-eds they want. There's some...
Yeah. Okay, now they're talking about the way people feel about obesity. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know what they call the little nodules? Fatitudes. See, now right there, that's insensitive.
Yeah, that's...
That's insensitive. They tested the fatitudes of 700 people in 10 countries. Oh, this is a massive study. 700 people in 10 countries.
So an average of 70 people per country.
Something like that, yeah. Country.
I can say.
Including American Samoa... Tanzania, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Paraguay, Argentina, New Zealand, Iceland, Arizona, and London.
Arizona's not a country.
I understand. Nor is London.
Not even if they got that London Bridge.
Gotta say,
yeah.
Once again, they couldn't even figure out what countries are. But and you know, look. How did they do the survey? If they're trying to do it by phone, I'm going to think that the telephone penetration in some of those areas will not be as great as it will in others.
Well, and did they go to, you know, did they go to like a fitness store, you know?
Right.
They go to GNC, something like that?
And what time of year did they go to?
What do you think of fat people? Oh, I hate them.
What time of year did they go to Iceland, for instance, you know? There are times of year you don't want to be there. But nonetheless, we know nothing
That's
about
the name ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know nothing of the methodology, but... The academics expected to find a fat stigma in the U.S., Americas, and U.K. They were surprised, however, to find that negative attitudes about ladies of size and husky gents had spread to the furthest reaches of the earth. Quote, "The change has come very, very fast in all places," said the lead researcher of the New York Times. "Of all the things we could be exploring to help people around the world, really negative body image and low self-esteem are not what we hope is going on out there."
So the New York Times picked up this very scientific survey.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we got it.
Once again, a credible news source.
Yep. The study provides only a snapshot, oh, no kidding, of attitudes, and remains unclear as to how far this stigma about being... fat.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm in here multitasking.
I know.
Trying to get an interview with a state senator posted on a website.
Well, that's more important than this fat study.
Well, I don't know. Go ahead.
What's interesting is Asian and Arab countries were not included in the study.
Oh, that's racist.
It is.
Or xenophobic.
Your sample is skewed because of that.
And the only thing I want skewed is, you know, fat pieces of meat going on a grill.
Yeah, that'd be skewered, but we're pretty close.
We're throwing the fat word around here, aren't we?
A grammatically challenged ex-con has admitted that he robbed a Minnesota bank. Joe Nathan Michael pled guilty
on three
Wednesday.
First names.
They made it easy for him.
Yeah. So he's a killer or a beauty queen.
Something like that.
Yeah, but three first names?
Gave the teller a note that read, "Give money, I gub." That's all. Just give money, I gub.
Almost sprayed coffee on that one. That was good.
Yeah. Leaving her confused about what he wanted.
Thank you, Grok the caveman. Go back and try your note writing technique.
Kind of what I'm thinking. If you could be a little bit more straightforward, then we might be able to come up with something for you. Anyway, handed that to her, and she was confused. He then told her to give him all her money.
Give me money.
Yes.
Me need now.
And don't push any buttons. She handed over some money, some bait bills, of course, used for tracking, and concealed an electronic tracking device. He was found standing at a nearby bus stop. Okay, robs the bank and then goes to the bus stop so that he can for the bus.
Says a lot. Really does.
He'd be Einstein. Okay, and then a Dallas bank teller, hoping a robber standing at her window was one of the dumb ones. She had a hunch, and it paid off. She asked the robber, 49-year-old Nathan Wayne Pugh, actually took the time to search through his pockets to see if he could produce not one but two IDs that the teller had asked for.
You need two forms of identification to rob this branch,
sir. One.
That's right. You'll have to go down the street.
Right. One was his bank debit card.
Even better.
She stalled by slowly copying down the information.
And now I'm just going to need to take a picture of you.
That's right.
Hold still.
Say cheese.
Ample time for the police to basically be leaning on the door frame when he got done.
Looking at her going, honey, you want to speed this up a little bit?
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998. And we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components. And we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
At Homestead Senior Care, we know life is full of decisions. But choosing between attending a child's soccer game or taking an aging parent to the doctor shouldn't be one of them. I'm David Guest with Homestead. Our caregivers work with you and your entire family to ensure that your loved ones receive the highest quality non-medical care available while helping you find more time in your own busy schedule. For solutions that benefit the entire family, call 268-6880 or visit homeinstead.com/BCS and find out why at Homeinstead, to us, it's personal.
Are you ready for live music, food, fun, and festivities right here in College Station? Well, you're in luck. The City of College Station presents the 6th Annual Duck Jam Music Festival coming Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. On Friday, join the Lofts at Wolfpin Creek for a packed night of live music. Saturday, grab the kids and join us for a family-friendly day of live music, dog jumping, barbecue cook-off, and sample food from local restaurants. Check out duckjam.org for more info and for tickets and hotel information. Look up Duck Jam on Facebook.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Police in Victoria, British Columbia called to break up a fight between a man and his nephew over the last beer in a case.
Uh-oh.
In a case.
Oh, the quick sack must have been closed.
Said by the time police arrived, the uncle had left the apartment, but it was apparent an argument had turned into a fist fight. Neither was badly injured, just a little bruised. According to Vancouver Sun, police hadn't determined who actually got that last beer.
Yeah. The guy with the least bruises.
That's right. Yeah. And things turned ugly in Mississippi after two neighbors started arguing about dog poo.
Uh-oh.
60-year-old Jerry Blassingame charged with shooting 52-year-old Terry Tennant with a shotgun. Yeah, one man allegedly got angry when the other dog's... Yeah, was right there on his lawn. Police.
It happens to me all the time. By that logic, I should have shot a whole bunch of people by now.
Difference between here and Mississippi.
I guess so.
Terry returned fire with a handgun. Oh. Also difference between here and Mississippi. Terry ended up in the hospital. Non-life-threatening. Wow. Man.
Got into an old-fashioned gunfight there.
Well, on this date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay, that's right. New Orleans businessman Oliver Pollock created what we now know as the dollar symbol. That was in 1778. Samuel Morey, boo hiss. Let's all go sss on him because he invented the internal combustion engine.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
See,
he's
see
what's wrong with everyone.
See? General Hospital debuted. I got a list of stars if we got time. And then, and if not, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
Okay. And in 1976, Apple Computer was formed by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak.
How'd that turn out?
There you go. Movies at the Bijou's this weekend. Jake Gyllenhaal gets an 88% for his movie Source Code.
Really? Because, man, they've been pushing that a bunch.
Yeah, 88%. Rotten Tomatoes likes it. They don't like the animated movie Hop. With James Marsden.
Yeah.
25%. Yeah, they have. Gary Cole's in that one, by the way. And Insidious with Patrick Wilson gets a...